years go by, and they're going to remember Bill Clinton for a Hummer in the White House.
A Hummer in the White House. That's all. Believe me, all the good stuff. And, yeah, we've had 8 years of prosperity. It's been really nice and everything. But 20, 30, 40 years down the road, oh, yeah, Bill Clinton, the BJ president. I remember him. Remember Reagan, though? He got in office. The Iranians gave back all the hostages the next day. That was it. It's like, okay, we understand this guy. You know, that was a big change, whether you liked it or not. At least there was something changed.
People realized he was out of his mind, and he didn't have all of his mind.
Remember Reagan's little guffaw on the mic?
The bombing starts in 5 minutes.
Right.
God damn, what a set of nuts on that guy. He's over a satellite that's beamed everywhere, and he talks about the Russians. The bombing starts. Ooh, is this on?
I loved that.
Just to even joke about that.
To joke about it while these missiles are sitting there rumbling, waiting to launch at each other.
They rumbled for like 8 straight years.
It's like, and the Russians, did he just say the bombing starts in 5 minutes?
You know, they were probably like on a phone or just watching it. Oh,
what did he say?
And the goddamn guy can take a bullet, too. Let's not forget.
Cancer, he shot. Look at that.
That's a leader.
He's got to deal with that wife of his. The guy now has no brain left, and he still goes around. He's like Spock when they took Spock's brain out. He just walks around. But goddamn, he's still kicking.
I picture a shield high above the earth that will protect us from enemy missiles. We're calling it Star Wars.
I was like, what?
Wow, Star
this
Wars.
Guy, oh this my guy, God, Star I Wars. Saw the movie. It's great. Now, this guy wants to build that stuff. This man's fantastic.
And you were amazed because at home, all you're doing is playing Pong, and this guy has this vision of Star Wars. I'm like, God damn.
That will eliminate incoming missiles.
What? Wait, eliminate? This is great.
Like Missile Command?
Feels like Missile Command, Ronnie Reagan, right?
He was just playing.
Whatever.
He was just playing Atari at home and had all these grand ideas.
Mommy, look at this game. If we can, get this around the world. Imagine all of a sudden, you know, Russian missiles coming. Look, Mommy, I got the high score. Me one, Russians nothing. Yes. I picture a big yellow ball with a mouth eating the Russians, going wacka, wacka, wacka. And then, if it gets far from a base, there'll be power pills. And it will eat Inky and Binky and Pinky. That's what I figure. Yes.
Could you see, depending on whatever game he gets himself into.
I picture a missile defense system that hits the missiles back and forth and goes bloop, 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 bloop. And the first one to win, miss with a paddle, loses. Yes. Hello. You've just heard the sound from NORAD. We are victorious. I picture a defense system where a giant gorilla throws barrels at the Russians as they hop on a conveyor belt. Our Italian allies will help with Mario. They will jump around, trying not to get eaten by plants and whatnot. My defense system is a frog that tries to jump across a crowded street.
God damn, is that funny.
God damn, Reagan. You gotta love him, though.
Hell yeah.
You know what's great, too, about his idea? Is that they came up with all the graphics.
Oh, the graphics are great. Yeah. You'd see, like, the missile launch in space. This big retro rocket would fire, and this can-shaped thing would launch a laser beam. And you're like, oh, this is fantastic. This is effing beautiful, man.
That was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
We still can't.
What do we got now? Nothing. If Ronnie was still in, forget it. With the video games out now?
I picture a defense system where you drive a car through the streets of New York and hit everything and nothing happens. Our cities will be as indestructible as those games. I'm appointing Lara Croft head of our defense system because she's a bad bitch. Yes.
And welcome to the Opie and Anthony Show for today. Hey, Thursday, July 5th. We are here. We are live in New York City.
Everyone else in New York radio has taken the week off. We are here. We took yesterday off because it was, you know, the 4th of July, blah, blah, blah. But we're back. We're rocking. And we wanted to hear from you guys today. 877-692-1027 is our phone number.
Yeah, we're like alone. The city's deserted. It's pretty good, though. Nice driving.
We got to say hi to Sacramento today, Anthony.
Hello.
They're adding cities by the day at this point. The virus spreads to Sacramento today.
Yeah.
What a great radio station we're on. Look at those call letters.
KXOA.
They want you to emphasize the X.
KXOA.
KXOA.
Now, this is key.
Extreme O&A is what the radio station is.
Right.
KXOA.
X.
Is that how they want us to say it? Maybe we should get the program director on the air to teach us how to say the call letters.
We'll take you down the hall and have Mr. Amos show you how that's done.
KXOA. KXOA. Right?
All right.
KXOA.
No,
KXOA. KXOA. All right. Big hi to Sacramento. 877-692-1027. Anthony, what did you do yesterday for the 4th of July?
Well, not much. They pretty much, they kind of screwed up the 4th of July, here in New York at least. No good fireworks anymore. I wasn't hearing any of the big concussions of M100s or M80s. Nothing big. So it sucked. I went to the bar.
It's controlled. It's controlled chaos.
Yeah.
When we were growing up, I mean, every little neighborhood had their fireworks display.
I know.
It rocked.
Had the nut with the rockets and the mortars and everything, and now nothing. They want you to go to all the corporate fireworks shows so you could watch it. But, you know, the fun is setting them off.
It was more fun trying to figure out who was going to lose their face to a firework.
Right. Or hands or something. Yeah, it's all fine and well to watch fireworks display, but there's nothing more fun than lighting up an M80. And thrown in mailboxes and shrapnel. You know, everybody has their near-death experience, 4th of July story. But they're taking that away from us here.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Oh, well.
One guy, though, out on Long Island, he screwed up pretty good. Every year, some stupid son of a bitch has to light one of those big 4-inch mortars that you need the big piece of pipe that you bury in the ground. You know, you find a plumber friend or something that's got the big steel pipe, you bury it in the ground, and you light the mortars, and boom, poof, everyone loves it.
Nice.
And there's always, every year this happens, and it just happened this year. Some stupid bastard lights it, doesn't go off.
So what do you do?
What do you do?
You look in the tube.
You don't look in the tube, but every year some dope looks in the tube.
Ouch.
Yeah, ouch. Oh, my God.
What an idiot.
The guy, it didn't go off, he looks in the tube. And, of course, it goes off. Guy ever watch the Roadrunner cartoons? That's what happened.
So what happened to that guy?
They said he had serious blast injuries to the face and head.
Nice head, Dick.
You never want blast injuries anywhere. Never mind your head. What an idiot. And it's always some dope out on Long Island.
There you have it.
Jackass.
Anthony, I went to the movies.
Did you bring your blankie?
No, not this time. Because everyone was off, so the movie theater was crowded.
A little crowded. It wasn't a late night walk down the street to the movie theater with your blankie.
It was the late night walk, but no, everyone's off this week, so the movie theater was crazy. I saw Tomb Raider, and I want my money back. God, am I pissed off.
You didn't like it?
It sucked. There hasn't been one good movie this summer.
Did it suck in a Mummy 2 kind of way, or did it just suck?
You know how much I hated Mummy Returns?
You don't like many movies. I'm kind of getting the idea Opie doesn't like many movies.
No. I was reading an article in the paper today. They said this season that the movies in general just blew. Tomb Raider was much worse than Mummy Returns. Much
really?
Worse. Yeah.
Now, you used to play the game.
I played all the Tomb Raider games. I was looking forward to, you know, checking out the movie.
Uh-huh.
It sucked.
Really bad.
No story whatsoever. Angelina Jolie, hot as hell.
Yeah.
You could just watch her for an hour and a half. That's fine.
Did she have her standard chapped lips in this movie? Those lips are just a maintenance problem for her. They're really hot and sexy. You know, she's got nice, as Dice would say, nice drag on that lower lip.
Yeah, she's got
the
nice
chicks
drag.
Need a nice drag on the lower lip. So she's got the big lips. They look all hot. But you see her in interviews or something when they're, you know, because it's movie magic. They can do everything. You know, they got the makeup people that'll lube them up. When she's just talking, it's like, oh, my God. She looks like someone been out on a raft for a month drinking salt water.
Yeah, they get pretty dried up.
Like a dry lake bed.
But
cracky with those big mud chips that sticking up, kind of bent, curved like a Pringles potato chip. Yeah. I mean, you got those, and they just look like high-maintenance lips.
She is so hot, though. I mean, what are you going to say?
Well, yeah.
We got a side naked boob shot.
Get out of town.
For the movie and paying that money, we should have got a full frontal shot, but we did it.
For the porno aspect.
Huh? Well, at least a topless shot.
Yeah.
So got the nice boobies.
Now, what about the nice CGI effects they had? Opie, you know what a big fan I am of the action genre with the effects. Any good?
It was all right.
I saw one of the trailers with a big mechanical thing. That was kind of cool looking.
Yeah, but it turns out that was just a practice robot.
Son of a bitch.
Which pissed me off.
They rope you in. I'm looking, going, oh, she's going to fight a big mechanical spider thing or something.
They rope you in the beginning of the movie. She's fighting that. And you're like, oh, wow, she's in the middle of one of her adventures, Anthony. She's adventuring.
Right.
Turns out she's practicing against a mechanical robot thing that her little geek friend made.
That's
in the middle of her mansion. If anyone knows anything about Tomb Raider, Lara Croft does not spend any time in her stupid mansion.
She's adventuring.
She's adventuring all over the world. Globetrotting, I believe they call it, Anthony.
Right.
She's all an adventurer. These incredible locales.
Yeah.
Nothing. Movie blew.
And it wasn't much like the game?
Not really.
Did you have to sit 2 hours during one scene as she realizes she had to do a backflip to get up on the ledge? Did the screen interrupt with something that said loading 800 times during the game? And how did they translate the outdated gaming engine that really sucks for 2000?
Anthony, you're losing most of our listeners.
Oh, it's the gaming people know.
They're not into gaming as much as you are.
Hey, that's their problem.
That would be funny, though, that she does a backward flip move and keeps missing in.
And you just got to sit there and watch
and wait for her to hit the move.
Was there a save button so you can go and get some popcorn, come back, and then load?
The movie sucked. I was so disappointed. And I hear they're going to make another one. Matt, what's going on?
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
I hated that movie, too.
Yeah.
The worst thing with both of them is they were PG-13. They needed to make them rated R. They showed that nice shot of the side of her breast.
Yeah.
They didn't get anything in the front, though.
That was the best part of the movie. All right.
Yes, it was.
Thanks, Matt.
No problem.
At one point, I turned to Sandy. I'm like, let's just leave.
Oh, you were going to walk out.
I haven't walked out on a movie in a long time. I can't even tell you the last
one. What was the last one? No, because I kind of remember the last one.
What was it? Do you guys remember?
Oh, damn
it. I don't remember, but it was last year.
Yeah, it was as recently as last year.
There's a trivia question for some of our older listeners. What was the last movie I walked out of? And we'll give you something. I don't remember offhand.
You know what? If maybe I had to rescue some hostages, I might walk out of a movie. But you paid for it. It's not like you're leaving the movie to go do something more exciting.
And it was one of those movies, it was finally over, and you could just feel the energy in the theater. People were really pissed off.
Pissed off?
They were like, oh, wow, that was good.
Oh. Well, I wasn't going to go see it anyway.
I was just about to walk out and saying, no, I think it's over soon. Like, oh, how can you tell? There's nothing that makes sense here.
Were you huffing and puffing during the movie?
Yeah, I was.
You talk to Sandy, and she'll tell you. Ovi just sits there when he doesn't like a movie, and it's like, Jesus. She must love it.
Here to ruin your movie.
That's why I don't
experience.
Go to many movies, because you got to give me
there
something.
There it is.
AI was really good. You got to see it so we can discuss
it. You like that
AI.
One?
Yeah, that was really good. But our own Stinky went and saw Pootie Tang.
Pootie Tang!
Pootie Tang!
Yo!
Pootie Tang! Stink, let's hear your review on Pootie Tang.
Stay out the bushes!
It was having a funny body da.
What?
That's how the guy talked the whole movie.
Stay out the bushes. You didn't like Pootie Tang?
Oh, it was so bad. There were a couple of laughs, but
Yeah.
It was just hard. Like,
it's
was,
no, I'm going to get you, sucker.
No, definitely not. But there were all the people in the back dying laughing through the whole thing. It was, yeah, woo! Two jokes later, they're laughing, you know, like jokes a half hour ago.
Damn! You see that boy? Did you see that boy?
So that sucked, huh?
The worst is they had a narrator, and it was one of the characters, so he'd be like, I want to thank the guy. Hey, thank you. Now I want to say hello. Hey, how's it going? And it went on for like 20 minutes, that one joke.
Oh, man.
And afterwards, everyone just starts going, oh, groaning like the Opie groan.
That's horrible.
And it was like an hour and 10 minutes.
Hour and 10 minute movie?
Yeah.
Thanks for throwing us a bone. Thanks for making the effort.
Poo-de-tang.
You know, I'm also here, and I'm really kind of bummed about this. That Scary Movie 2 sucks, too.
I didn't think the first one was all that good. I'm not a big Wayans Brothers fan.
The good Wayans Brothers I'm fans of.
Hold on.
These two clowns.
Let me tell you, the first one sucked. I don't understand what everyone else was watching. I thought that movie blew, but now they're saying this movie's even worse than the first
one. Even worse.
Yeah.
Great. You see the reviews in the paper, Anthony?
Where are they?
Mike, what's going on? Mike.
Oh, my God. That movie was the horriblest movie I've ever seen in my life. Scary Movie 2 totally sucked.
Right.
There wasn't even a killer in the movie.
It's a comedy.
Oh, don't ruin it.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, some of the reviews. I love these reviews, man. I think they just take pieces of them to make it sound good. Like a review for Scary Movie 2 here. It's by Mark Allen of UPN TV. He goes, the perfect cast at their comedic best. That's the quote. But they could have just grabbed the perfect cast at their comedic best could not save this piece of crap.
So you think they're just taking pieces of...
Yeah.
The reviewer's quote.
Outrageously funny, says Brian Sebastian from, what is that?
Movie Review and More.
Outrageously funny. I think not. This sucked. They just take pieces of the review.
Better than the first one. A must-see blockbuster.
Rick Anthony, LAFM Magazine.
What is it?
Oh.
Where's the publications I know? A comedic home run. Pure fun.
And now I can't trust Siskel and Ebert, or Siskel and Ropert, or Ebert and Siskel. Who's doing what over there now?
Ebert alive, Siskel dead.
Thank you.
Roper. Ebert's new partner.
Ebert gave Tomb Raider a pretty good review.
Ugh.
I think he did it in a sneaky way, though, because he was talking about how good Angelina Jolie was.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And you can't deny that if you see Tomb Raider. She looks fabulous.
I think he's...
As Gay Marco would say.
He's gone down as far as his movie reviews go. Remember the stick in the mud he used to be with movies, unless it was like a classic? Now he's reviewing trash and actually giving them good reviews.
What?
That's Opie's review.
Joe, what's going on?
Opie, I think the last movie you walked out on was Deuce Bigelow.
No.
Ooh, did you walk on?
No, I did not like Deuce Bigelow.
No,
Deuce Bigelow, probably the most unfunny comedy ever made.
Ever?
Ever.
Mm.
Yeah, it sucked.
It sucked so bad. I know what that...
Worse than Mr. Mike's Mondo video from SNL many years ago?
Let me tell you something about Deuce Bigelow. I rented that movie.
Oh, yeah?
And within less than 20 minutes, I was popping the tape out.
Off.
New record.
It's easier to walk out at home.
When you're not laughing, when you're watching a comedy and you don't laugh for the first 20 minutes,
ugh.
How is it ever going to get better from there?
It ain't. Thank God he stepped himself up with The Animal. That was really...
That made a lot of money. People are seeing The Animal. Ronnie, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
How about the movie you walked out on Bridges of Madison County?
No, unfortunately.
No, that's not it.
I did end up making it through that whole movie.
Did you bring your blankie to that one?
No, that was a few years back, and I was still in the early stages of my relationship, so I kept my effing mouth shut, and I sat there with my arms crossed like all the other douches.
Oh, my God. See that wrinkled, prune body.
If that movie was out today, there's not even a chance in hell I would go see it.
I just saw a scary movie, 11 o'clock, at the Comac Multiplex.
And?
The first one I would give an 8. This one I'd give around a 6.5.
Really?
Not as good, yeah.
All right, Ronnie. Thank you.
Hey, guys. You rock. Take it easy.
All right.
No one coming up with the movie Opie walked out. Was it Eyes Wide Shut?
What was the one with... This goes way back, though. Oh my God. Kim Basinger as in that cartoon movie. Cool World.
Cool World?
Yeah. I walked out of that one.
I wouldn't even go
that. Was the last one I can remember I walked out of. That's a long time ago, though.
Yeesh.
So.
No, I can't remember the one you... Wasn't Mission Impossible 2?
Nope.
Huh.
Wasn't Bounce.
The Clumps?
The Clumps.
Another horrible...
Let's go to Rob. Rob, what's up? Hey,
yep.
Rob.
Guys, man.
Yeah.
I saw that most horrible movie.
Which one?
I saw that one, The Slow and the Painful. Fast and the Furious.
Oh, Fast and the Furious?
Oh.
That's making a ton of money. Is it good?
No.
Bad, huh?
Horrible. Horrible. Totally agree with you. These summer movies, I hope they do not ruin Planet of the Apes. I hope that one.
Let me tell you something about Planet of the Apes.
Oh, no, stop.
Let me tell you something about Planet of the Apes.
I'm looking forward to this.
Do the math. Do the math.
All right. You run through the math for me.
Okay. If it was going to be a good movie, it would have been out already. That's what happens.
I don't know. It took a while to throw this together.
The scheduling of shooting.
Nope. Stop it.
Pearl Harbor was supposed to be the movie of the summer.
Uh-huh.
If Planet of the Apes was supposed to be the movie of the summer, it would have been out already.
Maybe they didn't want to compete with Pearl Harbor. Sometimes they push it off.
The last ditch effort, around the 4th of July weekend, they throw another, you know, blockbuster out at you.
Oh, no.
I'm going to go on record. I have no clue. I bet you that movie gets really bad reviews.
That's the one I've been looking forward to.
I hope I'm wrong.
I got roped into Pearl Harbor thinking it was a cool war movie. Turns out to be a goddamn sappy love story with some bombs in it. And if Planet of the Apes sucks, I'm giving up. Not going to any more movies. I'll wait and rent them.
I think it would have been out by now. Let's go to Vanjie.
Yes, hi, guys.
What's up, Vanjie?
Hey, baby.
How you doing?
Hi.
You kept me on hold so long, I had time to put my clothes on.
Oh, you were naked for us, baby?
Yeah. But anyway,
how was, first of all, Vanjie, how was 4th of July in Harlem last night?
I don't know. I was at the movies. It was kind of quiet, though. Plus, it was raining.
Buck. Any shots into the screen?
No.
On 4th of
July? No, they don't even have metal detectors there.
Oh, you got the metal detectors?
No,
at the
they
movie?
Don't.
Oh, they don't, huh?
No. There's a precinct in the next block anyway.
This movie's so good, I gotta shoot the screen.
No, but
did it sound just like any other day in Harlem on the 4th of July?
Yeah, how could you tell
actually,
the difference?
It was really quiet.
It was quiet?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have some audio from 4th of July in Harlem?
No. See, guys, you always want to rank on Harlem.
No, we understand Harlem. Harlem is happening.
Yes. Some parts of it.
You guys got your S together uptown.
Yes.
All right, listen, Vanjie, why did you call us?
No, because Sandy, and I'm sure you might have enjoyed it too, I went to see Cats and Dogs. We were going to see a scary movie, but there was too many people.
Who the hell decides to go see Cats and Dogs?
I know, we were going to see a scary movie, but there was too many people, and we felt they just make too much noise. And
cats
anyway,
and
we went to
dogs.
See Cats, and it was a pleasant movie.
That's where the cats and dogs talk, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Boy, that concept hasn't been run into the ground a million times.
No, it was probably better than Scary Movie.
Look who's talking with animals.
Did the cats and dogs run away from home and they had to find their way back?
No.
They didn't use that angle?
They're battling.
No, it was a cute movie.
Yeah, after the novelty of watching a schnauzer talk for the first minute, you got to go, all right, I got to sit through this for another
did the cats and dogs
2 hours.
Venture to the big city?
No, they didn't. They stayed out in the country.
And they're friends, but they're cat and dog. How crazy is that?
Listen, it was
did they
different.
Save some lives?
No, they didn't
tell
save
me. Tell me the plot of Cats and Dogs, please.
The plot of Cats and Dogs. Well, they wanted to see who ruled, the cats or the dogs.
Oh.
And they were spying on each other, and it was cute. I mean, I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. It was quiet.
Yeah.
There was not a lot of screaming and everything. And
that's what you got to take into consideration when you go to the movies up in Harlem. Is it going to be a movie that's quiet? And is it going to be a movie that
no,
I can
No, see, that's
watch?
Why I didn't go see Scary Movie, because everybody and their mama and their grandmama was there, so.
I bet you in Harlem, Scary Movie is.
Oh, my God.
That's a night out right there.
Yeah! I went to see Mission Impossible 2 in Brooklyn, and I went to a
different theater than I usually go to. Oh,
yeah.
My God. It was, I couldn't listen to anything. Tom Cruise, now that man, I'll tell you what I'd do to him.
But see, that's why we didn't go see Scary Movie, because all those loud people were there.
It's scary just being in Scary Movie up there. You're in your own Scary Movie.
That is terrible.
Scary Movie Theater.
No. It's very pleasant up here.
I don't know.
Hey, Benji, I thought you'd go see Pootatang.
You know,
yeah, what about Pootatang?
Listen, I never even heard of that until we got inside the theater.
Yeah.
And I saw it. I'd never even heard of that.
Yeah, you noticed there was really no reviews on that movie? They just kind of snuck it in theaters?
Yeah, what
do
was
the
it
math.
About?
Do the math. I don't
more,
know.
More movie math.
Oh, I never heard of Pootatang until I got in the theater.
Pootatang!
All right, Vanjie.
Okay, guys, take care.
Bye-bye, baby. There goes Vanjie from uptown.
Yeah.
Bobby, what's up?
Oh, man, that Scary Movie trailer, when that Wayans brother holds the white guy in front of the pigeon saying, Polly, want a cracker? God, if you threw a watermelon in front of a monkey and said, monkey, want a watermelon, you'd never hear the end of it.
Yeah, there's some of the ads for Scary Movie. If you turned it around and made a white black and black white, oh, my God, you would get creamed. There's another one that goes, it's funnier than all those white folks dying on the Titanic. It's like, what? You can't. Wait, what if you got on the air and said, it's funnier than a slave ship sinking in the Atlantic? Oh, my God, hook would go around your neck so fast you'd be pulled off of any show or station you were on. But for some reason, I don't know what it is. The double standard's really amazing when it comes to stuff like that.
Well, there's one solution to that whole thing. www.natall.com.
Ugh.
Take it easy.
Wow.
Okay. We should take our first break, Anthony.
All right.
Just getting warmed up. Sacramento's going to have no clue about what's going on, but they could vote at least. We've been running a contest for the last week and a half called the Moms I'd Like to F contest.
Mm-hmm.
We have our 10 finalists up on WNEW.com, and we need everyone to vote for the mom they'd like to F. The winner's got a trip to Myrtle Beach. Thanks to Spirit Airlines, we also have a Samsung VHS/DVD player that we're giving away as well. Let's some of the see. Many prizes for the contest.
Oh, look at who's out.
Yeah, Mendy didn't make the cut.
Tracy didn't make it, who had a very attractive body for a mom, and I think the face worked against her.
Yeah, no face.
She didn't want her face on, so she's got the big dot over her face, and took away from the voting. Robin, out. And Dawn out.
Well, yeah, no surprise there, huh?
Hey, that's what you call chutzpah.
Right.
Her showing up for her photo shoot. As a matter of fact, I'm going to click on her and look at the rest of them.
All right, listen, we need everyone to vote for the mom they'd like to F the most. Go to WNEW.com.
The last picture's the best. What is that, Ben? What is that down there?
That is male genitalia.
Oh my God.
That is a yam bag.
That's a yam bag right down there.
Hell yeah.
Yam bag.
Oof. All right.
Couple of oysters.
So please vote. The listeners will decide who the hottest mom is, okay?
Right.
And, we have nothing to play as we go to break here? Oh my. Okay. Well, we can just go to break then.
Pootatang.
That's all right. We'll just take a break, and we'll be back. Toll free, 877-692-1027.
1027 WNEW.
With the Anthony Show. I thought he said, come on! Toll free, 877-692-1027. Lots of instant feedback coming in today, Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
Dan from Hoboken writes, Ant is ranting about fireworks stupidity.
This coming from the guy who thought he could outrun electricity with a concussion bomb.
Yes, I know.
And that wasn't fireworks. That was Army surplus.
Can you tell that story real fast?
My brother was in the Army, and a bunch of his Army buddies came by. This is years ago when I was in high school. And they brought by an M1 tank simulator. And they had to hook it up to a battery and a detonator. It was made for like war games and stuff, so they could blast things next to you as you're running through the course. Kind of scare you, but it doesn't have the shrapnel. So I went to the local hobby shop, got a little dry cell battery, and it's just 60 feet of wire. Went out onto the football field at John Glenn, where I went to school with a bunch of my friends. And I hook up the terminals of this tank simulator, unroll 60 feet of wire, which all of a sudden looked real short at the end of the roll, and attached one part of the wire to the negative terminal. And then I figured I'd take the other wire and drop it on the positive terminal, thus giving me time, Opie,
to run away.
Turn and run away a little bit before the electricity reaches the implement of destruction. I could outrun the speed of light and electricity. So right the second it hit, it blew up and just knocked me on my ass.
You went flying back, right?
I went flying back, like about 5 feet, realistically. And I opened my eyes, and the flash was so bright I couldn't see. Yeah, it looked like a flash cube. I looked into a flash cube, and I'm trying to count my fingers, make sure everything's there. And all my friends are laughing. But, yeah, it was a tank simulator.
It's classic.
Not like I'd screw with fireworks.
Right.
Place on ground, light fuse, get away, round eye.
Michael, what's going on?
How you guys doing? I was listening to the radio the other day, and for NSYNC tickets, I was laughing. That was so funny. Did he ever do that?
I just got to clean you up. I think they might have dumped out.
Yeah, you got to watch how you say that. Just say, eat the peach.
Yeah, you were listening to the show yesterday. I'll help you out. And you were listening to the segment with Gay Marco and the peach. Basically,
yeah,
we made this gay guy give a girl oral treats for NSYNC tickets.
Right.
Did he do that?
Yeah, what happened was we played the phone call where he said he was going to do it, and then right after commercials, we had the whole segment for him.
Ah, you should have listened longer.
Yeah.
Linger, longer.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, I had to go shopping. Okay, thanks a lot, guys. I like your show.
Oh, thank you, man.
Okay, bye.
That's a great bit. I was listening to that driving around yesterday.
Marco is so flamingly homosexual.
Hey!
Yeah, that's him saying hey. He never was with a woman, never even saw a woman naked, and he had to, dine, as they say, for the tickets. He had a very hot girl down here.
Never was with a woman, ever. Not even kissed one.
The second she got undressed, and he just looked and went, "What is that?"
He was crying like a little girl.
He cried just like the little girl that he is. He started crying. But then he had to do it because he loves NSYNC so much. Thank it. That he had to do it, and he's crying as he's doing it.
Sacramento missed a good one yesterday.
Yeah, you guys will be up to speed in no time.
So you guys started day too late. Yeah. Louie, what's up?
Hey, man, I think I know why Dawn got a yam bag.
Why?
Because I think she's using Chris Farley's corpse as a pod.
Oh, God, damn. Hey, you're talking about one of the moms and our moms that like to have contact.
Hey, man, you got to put more pictures of my wife on there.
Who is your wife?
Neo.
Neo is hot.
Thank you.
Dude, how did you score that?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out.
And did you instantly get her pregnant so you'd have some tie with her for the rest of your life?
Nah, that took a while.
Because you got a very cute wife.
Thank you. You guys need to put more pictures, man. Rick took like 20 million pictures.
Yeah, that's for his personal use.
Yeah.
All right, Louie. Good luck to you in the contest.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
We're talking, of course, about the moms. I'd like to have contest. The 10 finalists are up, and you got to vote for your favorite now.
We couldn't believe she was a mom.
WNEW.com. Gay Marco checking in, Anthony. Mr. Marco?
Hey.
Mr. Gay, how are you?
Howdy,
hey.
Faggot. How you doing?
Good, how you doing? I'm getting all ready. I'm going to P-Town. I'm so excited. Aww.
Where are you going? Provincetown?
Provincetown, yep. Which is on the tip of Cape Cod, and that's where the gays spend their summer.
Gays love summering in P-Town.
Oh, it's much better than Fire Island.
Oh, really? Why is that, Gay Marco?
Because it's new meat.
New meat. Why is it fresh meat and not on a Fire Island?
Because on Fire Island, it's all the queens that I've had in Chelsea.
You've been through them all.
Oh, God. So you go to Provincetown, you get all the Boston hotties. Oh, my God. It's so wonderful.
girl. So, what are you going to do up there?
What else?
Have some of
have
that
some
homo...
cocktails.
Some cocktails?
Go to tea dance.
Drink some Cosmopolitans?
Of course. Go lay on the beach.
Tushy lingus?
Of course, as much as I can get.
Oh. Do they have, like, nude beaches and stuff up there?
Oh, yes, they do.
Yeah?
It's called Race Beach.
Race?
Yeah, race, really? Not rape.
Rape. Rape beach.
No, we said race.
Yeah, race. Okay. And so that's where you go, gay Marco?
Yes.
For all the gay sex you can have?
It's like everybody's so gay up there. It's so wonderful.
I just picture you showing up and everyone going, oh, here comes that slut. Like just, oh, this guy is the biggest gay homo slut.
Not me. Come on, I never have to go to Spiritus. Spiritus, see, the bars close at 1 in Provincetown. God knows why.
Thank God.
But at 1 o'clock, everybody goes to this place called Spiritus Pizza. It's this pizza stand, and they just stand out in front. It's like the last chance, and I never have to go there because...
Oh, is that where you go if you like you couldn't hook up all night?
Yes.
You mean gay people do that too?
Oh yeah.
I thought that was a heterosexual activity.
That's bad if you're a gay guy and can't hook up though. That has got to be the most pathetic thing in the world. Because guys, in general, are very horny. So if you're a gay guy and you can't hook up and you end up at the pizza place, what is the total last ditch effort? You just grab a big thing of pepperoni from the pizza place
and
use go home with your big thing of pepperoni.
I'll take this to go. Why did you slice it? What do I look like, a piggy bank?
That's a
winner.
That's pathetic.
It's really pathetic. So I never have to go to Spiritus Pizza.
All right.
Anyways, I heard
Wait. Joe wants to say something. Joe, you're on with Gay Marco.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Joe.
Listening to the bit yesterday and listening to this phone call now, one thing comes to mind.
Yeah.
None more flaming.
None more flaming.
You might ask yourself, how much more gay could Marco be? The answer is none. None more gay.
Thank you, Joe.
It's a great movie, guys. Later.
All right. We're going to have Spinal Tap in here in about a week or so. Gay Marco.
Yes.
So what were you saying?
I called because I heard you were talking about me, and I just wanted to clear the air and...
And what?
And what? Tell us.
No, and tell about, you know, when I ate the peach.
Yeah.
For NSYNC tickets.
Yeah, we replayed that yesterday. It was hilarious.
I missed it. I was at the movies.
I forgot how funny that segment was. Man. God, was that the best.
It was horrible. It really was a horrible experience. I'm still traumatized this day.
Hey, but you're bi now.
But it was
you're considered bi.
Just to see JC. Oh, God.
He swings both ways, boys and men. Hey, Gay Marco, what movie did you see?
I saw the worst movie this whole entire summer.
Must have been chicks in it.
What? AI.
You didn't like AI with that little Haley Joel Osment kid? I thought you'd love him.
I love you,
my
mommy.
God.
I love you, mommy. I love you, mommy.
It was so bad.
I liked AI.
You liked it? It was so long.
You didn't like it in a kid toucher kind of way?
And the last 20 minutes are torture.
All right, hold on. Don't give anything away. But let me tell you why that movie was so long. Because Steven Spielberg did not have the balls to end the movie where it was supposed to
end. You're right. You're exactly, because if it had ended where it should have ended, it would have been fine.
And that was the Stanley Kubrick ending, and that's where they should end that movie, but no.
Hey, the guy's dead.
Steven Spielberg had to have some kind of happy ending.
God
forbid people leave the theater going, oh, my God.
I loved it up until the first ending.
The first ending would have been great.
Exactly. I loved it up to that point. And then after that second ending, I was like, oh, you give me a break.
Did you like Jude Law as the...
Oh, he was hot. I want one of those two robots for myself.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
A robot. That's what you want, a robot. Anthony hasn't seen AI yet, but Jude Law plays a mecha gigolo. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so Gay Marco likes that.
They have robots that just perform sex, like male and female, and they're like prostitutes.
Great. So instead of looking like a glazed donut, if he explodes, you look like you work on an oil rig.
Oh!
It's covered with lubricants.
Oh, that's kind of hot, though.
His robot.
His robot.
Robot.
All right, Marco.
All right.
Well, I'm sorry I'm going to miss your road show. I want to come.
He's having
to the
his
show.
Own old dirt road show down there and up there in P-Town.
Exactly. I wouldn't give up P-Town for anything.
Well, all have right, fun in P-Town with all the days.
I will.
At Race Beach.
Yep.
Where the straight people race away from the beach when the gays show up.
I'm going to get sunburned on my hiney and everything.
Oh. Those are friction burns with you, you're flaming. All right, you queen.
Okay.
Hold on. Nah, it's not worth it. Go ahead. We'll see you later, man.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
God, he's so gay. He is uber gay. There is no one gayer than that.
I don't know. I'm sure they're out there, man.
Chris, what's going on?
Hey, not too much, guys.
Hey.
Just calling in from Cleveland, man. Letting you guys know, man. You guys are hilarious.
Oh, you're liking the show?
Oh, my God, yeah. The first time I heard you guys was Tuesday.
Right.
I tune in. Where did you guys start that razor bit?
Yeah, that was
razor
insane.
Scooter.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you, first off, we got people like that in Cleveland, too, man.
Really?
Yeah, that annoying-ass kid.
Hey, there's one douche that's calling the radio station up there in Cleveland over and over again, thinking we're just like some typical talk show that belongs on AM. God, yeah. Give us a chance. This is not a typical talk show. It's a rock and roll talk show. It has a major edge.
Oh,
I hate being put in the same category as like a Rush Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh.
Or a Larry King or something.
The Excellence in Broadcasting Network. Tool.
The only other remotely close to good thing that's come out of New York, like radio-wise, that I've heard is Howard.
Yeah.
But the only thing is I'm tired of hearing him asking women to see his boobs for like the last 5 years.
Oh, that's funny stuff.
5 years ago.
Thank you, Chris.
I mean, you guys kick butt, man. If you guys ever come to Cleveland, man, I'll definitely be there, man, to give you guys any support, man.
We will definitely be to Cleveland, Chris.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
We got to build up some type of following, and then we'll show up for one of our crazy roadshow parties.
Sweet.
All right?
All right, you guys have a great one.
Hey, thanks,
good
man.
Luck.
Thank you.
Chris from Cleveland. Look at that.
We're getting a lot of early support from Cleveland. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's very cool. Chicago and Dallas, nothing.
Crickets.
No energy whatsoever coming from those two cities.
We got Roy. Roy calls in from Dallas every so often. Hey, boy, I heard Joe last night pretty good there. Like, because he hears it that night, so he can only call the next day to tell us he heard it last night. Because we're on tape delay in Dallas.
All right.
Oof.
Should we take a break and get into the Raiders of the Lost Ark thing?
Yeah. I don't know what Harrison Ford's thinking.
Going to have another movie, Anthony.
What? You know... Then make another regarding Henry. I don't think he should taint the wonderful image we have of the old Indiana Jones movies by putting one out when he's 59 friggin' years old.
Well, I think they're a little jealous because they, you know, the Tomb Raider movie's out. And they're like, wait, that's our gig.
Mummy Returns was also the same thing with
right.
Brendan Fraser, who's a lot younger than Harrison Ford. So I will not look forward to that one. Absolutely not.
All right, we'll talk about it next. I think we have some audio of what the movie's going to sound like.
Oh, we do, too.
We may. We'll see. Something from the ONA archives as we take a break. 877-692-1027. Don't forget, everyone listening to us right now, we need a winner in the Moms I'd Like to F contest. We're going to keep the voting going for a few days at least, probably announce it early next week. But just go to WNEW.com and vote for your favorite mom you'd like to F, okay?
Right.
I N E W.
Yes, Rent Brown there, please.
Who is this?
Yeah, my name is Terry. What is the name of this company?
Well, I want to know why you're calling me, Terry.
I don't know. This is a number I had for Mr. Red Brown, who's in video.
Yeah, let me check.
What's the name of the company, sir?
Panasonic.
Panasonic, yes. Who are you trying to get a hold of, sir?
I'm trying to get a hold of Red Brown.
Oh, okay. He's in video production.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Video.
Yeah, is Red there, please?
Oh, Red?
Yeah.
Yeah, geez, he just stepped out. Hold on 2 seconds.
Thank you.
Yeah, cafeteria.
Yeah, Red?
No, Red is down the hall.
All right.
Who's this?
This is Terry from Panasonic calling.
Okay, hold on, Terry.
Personnel?
I'm trying to reach Red Brown, please.
Red Brown?
Yes.
Okay, this is personnel.
Okay, I guess I've been transferred all over the place.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Actually, he's probably in video production.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, hold on, please.
Thank you.
Master Control.
I'm looking for Red Brown still.
Yes, Red's a little busy right now.
Okay, just if I can leave a message, please.
Okay, what's the message? The
message is return my call, please. This is Terry at Panasonic.
Hold on, let me tell him. He's under the desk. Red, Terry's on the phone.
Terry from Panasonic?
Yeah.
Tell him I can't talk right now. My mouth is full.
Okay.
He's a little busy right now.
I heard all that.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Let me transfer you back to his office.
Thank you.
Red's office.
Yes, I'd like to leave a message for Red, please.
Oh, okay. You might want his voicemail then, right?
That's fine.
Okay, hold on.
You reach Red's voicemail. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hello, this is Terry at Panasonic 201.
Hi, this is Red's voicemail. Please leave a message after the tone.
Red, this is Terry at Panasonic 201-392.
I'm sorry. We are not receiving your message. Please speak in a clear voice.
Hi, this is Red's voicemail. Please leave a message after the tone.
Terry from Panasonic calling 201-392-614.
Hi, this is Red's voicemail. Please leave a message after the tone.
Power by Opie and Anthony. Owned by Infinity Broadcasting. This is 1027 WNEW. New York.
You're checking out the Opie and Anthony Show. Toll free, 877-692-1027. Nick, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, I'm chilling here in Cleveland.
Right on.
I was packing up my stuff, and I wanted to jam out to some music. Turned on my radio. You guys are yapping.
Yeah, we're yapping.
And it's like, I've been trying to listen to you guys for the last couple of days, and you guys are somewhat funny. But
somewhat funny.
Somewhat funny.
All right.
That's a start.
All right. Somewhat funny.
Somewhat funny. And that's just because I'm an easy audience.
Yeah.
Just like most of Cleveland.
Are you a pothead?
Well, yeah. That's what I was packing.
All right.
But, you know, we got a great metal scene here in Cleveland. We love our metal music. And that's what we want to hear on the radio.
That's
you guys
it.
Don't play enough metal.
You're speaking for everyone.
I'm speaking for the Cleveland metal scene.
What would you rather hear right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
Some Rage Against the Machine.
Well, at least you picked a good band.
Nah, the new Rage, like the last stuff they put out, sucked.
Play some old Rage.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, all right, we'll get that right on for you.
All right, now we're talking.
All right.
Less talking, more Rage, more ass-raping metal.
All right, we'll get that right on for you.
All right, dude.
All right, cool.
Later.
We play the most music in the afternoons.
Dick.
What?
That old gag. We'll get that right on for you.
Don't call your radio station requesting
tunes.
They never play them.
No one plays it.
No one plays requests. Once again, do the math.
It doesn't work out.
How many people do you think call a radio station in an hour?
Hundreds?
Hundreds requesting songs.
How many songs can you play in 1 hour?
Oh, yeah.
Depending on the station, 10, maybe 12?
Yeah, maybe 12. There you go.
Do the math.
Good luck. It ain't going to work.
I laugh so hard when I'm listening to other stations and they have people on the air requesting songs.
Mm-hmm.
It just so happened that song was coming up on their playlist.
Yeah.
Ugh. Oh, wait, Mendy's really pissed at us. Hold on here. Big Bud Mendy, what's up?
What's the deal here?
What do you mean?
Like, who voted the four women out?
Mendy.
Mendy, you're out?
Did you honestly think you were going to make the final cut?
Over Dorothy? Hell yeah.
Which one's Dorothy?
Number 9.
All right, let's all go to our...
Hold on.
Let's all go to our website so we can check out the finalists and the Moms I Like to Have contest.
Let me punch up
WNEW.com. You got to start voting for your favorite as we have the 10 finalists up.
Mandy, if you put your picture and Dorothy's picture side by side, most guys would rather have
Dorothy
sex.
Dorothy is
disgusting. Not
Dorothy.
She's out.
Look at that face. It's disgusting.
Most guys would rather have face.
Yeah, well,
have sex with Dorothy than Mendy.
Yeah, I would rather do Dorothy than you, and that's what the contest is all about. Moms
well,
like to
well, who voted the four women out? You guys? because the voting just started and suddenly four women are out. It's not even given a chance. It's not even giving
Mendy,
a chance.
I'll be honest with you, and Steve C's here to confirm this.
You didn't get
voting
one vote.
Voting did start.
And you didn't get one vote.
And you didn't get
That's
one
baloney.
Vote. We took all the people that got no votes and eliminated them, except for Tracy. Because she wasn't showing her face, and
she was cute too. She was very cute.
Mandy, the voting started Wednesday morning, and
I went on there today, and I didn't see the voting.
Well, it's just,
I was on there today, and then you guys suddenly said that four women are out, and suddenly the voting thing is up.
Yeah, really.
Come on, you're in good company. Look at Dawn.
Mendy, you got to be honest with yourself. Have you seen, like, Neo's pictures or...
Oh, Neo's absolutely adorable.
Or Jeannie's pictures?
Neo, Jeannie, and Pam are absolutely beautiful.
So you didn't have a chance anyway.
Robin Little Miss Toothpicks, I can understand why she's out.
There were four people who did not get a single vote in 36 hours.
That's
those
baloney, because I...
were removed from the poll.
Hold on, someone wants to comment about Mendy being out of the contest. Right. Lewis, what's up?
How you doing there, guys?
All right, Lewis.
I hope you guys go nationwide. I think it's great. And I tell you, that girl Mendy, she couldn't be in a grandma I'd like to F contest.
Oh, screw you.
Wow. Wow, that's
the
a
anger.
Little harsh.
A little anger.
Thanks, Lewis.
All right, take care, guys.
All right. There you go. So, Mendy, you're out.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I mean...
All right, hold on. Bluto's actually pissed off. Bluto.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, we're on with Mendy.
Hey, Mendy. You should enter a contest called The Moms I'd Like to F Up.
Oh,
have you seen these pictures?
Mendy,
oh, my God.
Mendy, you got to be honest with yourself about the whole context of this contest. It's Moms You'd Like to F. There you are. And, you know, I don't know. The guys aren't going to want to F that.
Well, Joe would like to do that. Joe, you're on with Mendy.
What's up, Mendy?
Hey.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I voted you out.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. I put my foot through the monitor when I seen you on the screen.
That was a vote.
That was a vote.
Whatever.
Oh, come on. Mendy.
Why are you getting so bummed?
You know, guys, I just...
You know that Keep the Cop's Butt got more votes than your pictures?
Oh, very
How did
cute.
That happen?
Very funny.
All right, well, Joe supports you. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on with Mendy.
Hey, Mendy, listen, why don't you shut your trap because I saw your pictures and your ass looks like a cottage cheese factory. Shut up, please. Thank you.
Well, I think that's another vote.
I'm quite surprised it said on the screen that he was supporting you, Mendy. I'm sorry for that.
You guys are so bad because you're always like this.
No. Let's go to Psycho Mark. Psycho Mark, what's up?
Hey, guys. Mindy, this isn't a contest of moms I'd like to roll in flour. Get the clue, will you? Bye.
Moms I'd like to roll in flour. Well, you could, everybody that wants to could check it out at WNEW.com.
Yeah, and if you want to see some really nice pictures of me, you can see MindyTeeds.com, and you can see some great pictures, because I think I look hot.
All right, Andre wants to explain this to you. Andre, you're on with Mendy.
Yeah, I think I can explain to her the difference. When I saw Dorothy's pictures, I was like, whatever, I slipped to the next one. When I saw Mendy's pictures, I had to invite my friends over to come look.
See?
Dorothy's a dog.
Dorothy. Oh, my God, how could you say that?
Dorothy's
freaking ugly.
You. Mendy, you could take this with you. There's at least two, maybe three girls that were uglier than you in this contest. That's not bad, right?
You know, I mean, Tracy's out because she wouldn't show her face. I mean, she was beautiful. She's absolutely stunning. I mean, I met her. She's gorgeous.
And who else do you think you would have beat in this contest if you were still in? Who else, Mendy?
Okay, I would definitely beat Dawn.
Well,
definitely beat
Well,
Robin.
Wait. Dawn was eliminated from the competition.
Right, Dawn and Robin both were eliminated.
Because we found out that she was actually a man.
Okay.
So that's not saying
There's
much.
There's junk in that last picture. That is man junk.
Right.
I mean, I absolutely would have... I think I should have beat Dorothy.
Dorothy, okay.
I think Angela has a great body, but her face is ugly.
You ain't beating
you ain't
Angela.
I didn't.
I just think that's my personal opinion. She has a great body, but her face is ugly.
It is not.
She is ugly.
Oh, my God. You're a mad
it's
woman
disgusting.
Now.
Disgusting. And Amanda, I mean, Amanda's cute, but, God, you know, pinch your eyes together even more. Jeez.
What?
That's because she's Asian or Filipino or something.
She's got some dink in her.
She's
what
got a little gook in her.
You know, I mean,
don't hold that against her.
Pinch your eyes shut.
I mean, she's she's got these big freaking lips and teeth that are like, you know, horse teeth.
It's moms we'd like to F, not a tooth contest.
Well.
So if you're looking at, you know, you got to take into consideration, you've got to always smash their face into a pillow.
Mark.
take into consideration the pictures, the face pictures you guys have up here. I am so much prettier than Dorothy, Angela, and Amanda.
The ass gets in the way, Mendy.
So those are the ones you thought you could beat out if you were still in.
I think I could have definitely, I should have beat out Dorothy.
It's moms I'd like to F, so, you know, that implies that you could actually F them.
Right.
Oh, very funny. Like, you're so affable yourself.
I'm just talking about the physical act. I don't know if you could, you know, get it done.
Oh, please.
We saw the videos, Opie.
That's true.
She can do it.
Yeah, you've seen me in studio doing stuff.
I've seen you in videos, those hardcore porno videos that you had out.
Hold on one second. Oh. Can you leave me alone?
Mendy from Big Bud Magazine, everyone.
Instant feedback saying, holy S, just saw Mendy for the first time. Her voice is kind of hot, but the side of her body is like being told you have cancer. Liz, what's up?
Hey, is Mendy still on the line or no?
No. She hung up.
Yes.
Now, why does this poor girl do this to herself? I just don't understand. Like, it's great she's confident and all, but she's a fat ass.
She's
got to get a freaking clue.
She's buying her own hype, you know, because she's Big Butt Magazine. She's the editor of Big Butt Magazine. So
apparently the three people that like her didn't vote.
Liz, there's a small percentage of people that are into fat women, okay?
And the people that buy Big Butt Magazine are into big ass women, so she's in it. She gets letters from guys going, oh, my God, you are so hot, I want to F you. But it's the small percentage of guys that are into the chubbies.
Chubby chasers.
Guys, I'm so excited for Saturday, too. I live down on the shore, and my best friend and I wanted to have our first lesbian experience, if we could.
Well, we're going to have a lesbian pool at the Alton
Road Show. You guys know him. I'm Ferris Bueller's girlfriend from the Whip Cam Bikini.
Oh, yeah.
She looks like Ferris Bueller's girlfriend in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Well, you could christen the lesbian pool on Saturday.
Oh, can we?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to have a little pool that the girls can go in and have a little wet little experience. They could splash each other, Opie.
Yeah,
frolic in the water.
It's going to be a great, great time at the road show, Stone Pony, this Saturday.
I'm so excited.
I'm just picturing a bunch of guys standing around the pool, and by the time they're done, it's going to look like they're, mixing bread dough
right in
the pool.
We also have a wet T-shirt contest to end all wet T-shirt contests. First place. We'll get $1,000 cash.
Nice prize.
Liz, we'll see you Saturday, right?
Yeah, we'll see you then, guys.
All right, very cool. Let's go to Rich. Rich, what's up?
Oh, thank God she hung up. At least now she can call back when you have the Moms That Ate Their Babies contest.
Oh, my God. That's not right. Strawberry, what's going on?
Hi, Ope. Hi, Aunt.
Hey.
There's some, like, bad blood
blood between Mendy and I, but I actually wanted to say I can't believe she didn't even get one vote. Because I know guys that are really, really into her.
You know, if you're going to a website that is voting for the moms you want to F, you're not going to vote for Mendy. I'm sorry. If she's on there for fat chicks I'd like to bang, then sure, she's going to get votes. But not the...
I know, but I just can't believe she didn't get one, because there are guys that like her.
You know what? Maybe just for Mendy so she can feel good. We'll let a couple weeks go by, and maybe we'll do like a BBW contest. We'll let
BBW.
We'll get all the fatties in, and
that
then we'll have a contest.
Nice.
Who would you like to F?
All right.
Nice.
All right.
Jesus.
Okay.
Oh, all boy, right. I'll be looking forward to the girls coming down for that one. Ooh. That'll be great. Rick, you're the photographer, so you're going to have to look into those... You look into that eye
I'll be
and snap that shot.
Hey, man, I had a look into 52-year-old Taint the other day. So
wow.
I want to replay that today.
Once again, amazing.
Thank you, Anthony.
Obi.
Thank you.
You never cease to amaze
Thank
me on
you.
This.
Thank you.
He tells people's ages, women's ages, just by staring at their bare naked taint. Now, the taint, for those of you that don't know, it taint the front end and it taint the back end.
Well,
right in between.
I got to let you in on something. You got to look at the whole area.
But you need
It's a math equation. You got to look at the balloon knot.
If you say
the
entire area.
What did I say?
The whole area. I'd rather you say it as the entire area than the whole area.
Oh, yes, the entire area.
It's really making me a little queasy just thinking about it.
Entire means whole.
The whole, yes.
Yes.
W-H. Right.
But you forced me to show off my talent the other day, and I will get you back for that.
Once again, though, amazing.
For
He's like Kreskin.
For some strange reason, I like to guess the ages when the girls are between the ages of 18 and 36. Seven.
That's always a good...
When they get up into the 50s, you know, I don't really need to show off my talent, Anthony.
Well, you know something? I wanted to see if you could do it. She was a girl, a woman that had no problem showing her taint. And you guessed her age. Plus or minus a year? No. Plus or minus 2 years? No. Right on the button.
I'm 2 for 2. I've only played it twice.
Yep.
Since I shared my talent with you guys. Glenn writes, of course you...
Use it only for good, Opie.
I'm trying, Anthony. Don't make me pull it out the next time there's a chick over 50 in the studio. Glenn, about Big Butt Mendy. Of course you got voted out, Mendy. No one wants to F the Michelin man. All right. Let's go to Emily. Emily, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey. Pretty good.
I had a Don West sighting during the week.
Don West from the Home Shopping Channel guy?
Yeah, in northern New Jersey, in a diner.
You sure it was him?
Well, I didn't know it was him, but I heard the voice, and I thought it was Anthony, in the diner.
Really? You heard him talking, and then you took a peek?
Yeah, he was complaining about a burger.
Is he loud everywhere he goes?
So loud.
You sure he wasn't working there? He's out of job now. He's not selling the baseball cards late at night on TV anymore.
It was ridiculous. I can't do the voice, but he was, complaining about a burger not being cooked, and the fries weren't done enough, and... My friend was
How am I supposed to eat this crap? How am I supposed to eat this crap? Look at the pictures on the menu. Let me tell. Look at this picture of a burger. Look at this burger. It's done to perfection on the picture. This piece of crap I got in front of me, I wouldn't trade you a Tom Seaver card for it. And where the hell's my bacon? Where's my bacon? Where's my bacon? Where's my bacon? Where's my bacon? I asked for a burger and a bacon cheeseburger, for the love of God. I didn't get any bacon.
That was exactly it.
He was bitching?
Well, he was calling the waitress over. He's like, sweetheart, sweetheart.
Hey, sweetheart, get over here. You're not going to get a tip from me unless the food's just the way I like it. I asked for a cheeseburger deluxe. Cheeseburger deluxe, and I want to pay it with flex pay. I want to pay it with flex pay, two individual payments of $3.95 apiece. Hey, Flo, get over here. Kiss my grits. Kiss my grits. Kiss my grits. This cheese on here is as tough as a Maguire rookie card.
All right, Emily.
Thanks.
I miss that guy.
Thank you.
You know, you could always depend on trolling around the channels late at night and catching Don West yelling about some sports memorabilia and cards, and now he's in diners yelling at waitresses. There's lipstick on my water glass. And tell the cook this is second-rate dog food. Patty Shack reference.
Still got marks in it where the jockey was whipping it.
Nice. That's good.
Thanks for nothing.
All right.
Hey, I got a quick little story as we go to break here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really need to do 20 minutes on this. It's just really funny. Size matters. In Cambodia... Cambodia has shut down its first adults-only shop, saying the sex toys being sold there were dangerously large. Police claim some of the toys were so big they easily could have injured Cambodian women. A police spokesman showed the toys to journalists and said, look, they are not going to fit anywhere.
They're not going to fit anywhere.
The sex shop was closed on its first day, and its owner, Yan Genzin, faces 15 years behind bars. Faces 15 years behind bars for having sex toys too big.
That laws are pretty strict over there.
We are using old army surplus missiles from America during our Cambodian bombing raid. Who knew you can't use for sex toy? And women not used to big plick. Not here. Not used to Raj Plick. Used to a very smart, very ritter. All of a sudden, women start using toy Rookerike tunnels for VC. Crime in there, tunnel rat. Not used to big Plick.
Plick.
Very small. You know, and they use in certain area, you pull out your big shit hockey mushroom on it. Don't put back where you can get all kinds of shit hockey mushroom on your sex toy. Hey!
As the Enola Gay rolls down the tarmac, her dildo's in her belly.
Hey, that's World War II. I know. Shut up.
Kevin Meaney's waiting to come in to hang with us.
Nice.
And we still got to get into Indiana Jones 4 with Harrison Ford coming soon. 877-692-1027.
Teen sex.
Hot. Teen sex.
Teen sex.
Teen sex.
Teen sex.
Hold on.
I'm dirty.
Can you give me a bath?
Oh, boy.
I think I want to be a hooker when I grow up.
Okay, terrific.
Hey, stop it!
Can I see your stuff? Can I see your stuff? This doesn't taste like banana juice. Can you get me drunk again?
Daddy, I don't like anal.
Bend over.
Daddy, my poopy hurts.
What's a tampon?
Oh, no.
What's the leather Cheerio?
Dirty little skank.
Grandpa, you're so much bigger than Daddy. What's that in the popcorn bucket?
Hey.
If I shake your bottle, will it pop?
Oh, yeah.
I'm drunk now, so it won't hurt.
Shall we go, Dave?
Daddy, look what I did to you again.
Catch the best of Opie and Anthony. Saturdays, 11 to 3. 1027 WNEW.
We're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. Toll free, 877-692-1027. In the studio, Kevin Meaney.
Kevin Meaney's back.
You like how we get back to the program with a little bit of a song?
Yeah.
And just when you're starting to get into it, we interrupt you?
I was going, I hope they don't ask me who that is.
You know, they'll probably say, do you know who that is? And I don't know who that is.
You're not up to date with the hip...
I am,
young,
you know,
young
sure.
kid music.
Name one modern band, Kevin Meaney.
How about those... the Jackson 5. You know?
Sure.
The Jackson 5. All righty, now bring them on out. Jackson 5. How about that? Oh, Michael Jackson.
This is Incubus, by the
no.
way.
No, Incubus?
Incubus.
Incubus.
Yeah. Incubus.
No, that's Incubus. I didn't know. If
little
it was
pieces of Incubus.
The Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, look at you. Right. Look at you sounding hip with the Dave Matthews Band.
How about that? The U2?
The U2.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. They're big.
How about a band that less than a year old?
How about Shaggy?
Well,
who let the dogs out?
That's the Baja
Who
Man.
Who let the dogs out?
That's the Baja
Who
Man.
Let the dogs out?
Shaggy does the thong song.
Cisco. The thong song. That's nice.
Oh, no. Cisco does Cisco. The
thong song. But Cisco. I know Cisco. Sure.
Shaggy does the one me.
One me.
One me.
What about me? I like that. Well, me. Well, me. Huh? Well, me.
Right.
There
sure.
was this Indian comic that used to come out and say, hi, how are ya? Hi, how are ya?
I forget that. I forget who that was, but that was his opening.
An Indian
hi.
Comic?
Indian comic. Hi, how are ya? And that was, I don't remember his name, but he was an Indian, an American
Indian. I'm surprised
Indian.
You don't remember
with
his name.
With that with huge opener
like that.
Huge opener, man. Right. How do you top that?
I don't know.
Hey, Chris, what's going on?
What's up, man? Kevin introduced Porno for Pyros as Porno for Pirates at Woodstock 94.
That's true.
That's how up-to-date he is.
Porno yes. for Pirates.
Porno for Pirates.
Armady.
And he did it with such enthusiasm. He was like, Porno for Pirates.
Pirates. Porno for Pirates.
Because I'll tell you, I remember them saying to me, here's the information on the band.
You were one of the stage announcers
are
for
you,
Woodstock 94?
Yes, so they go, here's the information for the band, and I go, oh, yeah, listen, I don't need that. I don't need a card. You know, I just want to go out there and wing it, you know,
riff.
I know it. And
sure.
And I really thought that I was introducing the Porno for Pirates. I didn't do it as, like, you know, something that, you know, I was trying to make fun of them or anything.
Were people laughing then?
I don't know what they were doing, you know.
Everyone was groaning.
Arr, you know? They'll make great pets. They'll make great pets. Arr, matey.
But I thought they were the Porno for Pirates. I couldn't understand the whole... You know, he came out holding a bottle of wine.
Right. Do you
what
know
a
who
nice
this
message
is?
Message that was, huh?
You know
who this is? Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Chandra. Chandra Levy.
Porno for Pirates.
Porno for Pirates.
Arr.
You know, they do that thing with Matt Lauer. Where in the world is Matt Lauer? They should do Where in the World is Chandra Levy?
Where in the world is Chandra Levy? Where in the world is
Porno for Pirates? What, a half million people?
I come out with a parrot on me shoulder, wearing an eye patch.
The original Woodstock had Wavy Gravy, and Woodstock 94 had Kevin Meaney.
They had a lot of different people that were introducing, you know. And I was actually doing some reporting for HBO at the time. So I was there mm-hmm. with HBO.
So you got to talk to all these bands?
I got to talk to a lot of the bands, yeah.
Yeah.
I talked to the bands,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And who did I meet? I met the poet that just died, Allen Ginsberg. He was
a hotshot Chili Pebbles.
You know? I met him.
Yeah?
Ginsberg?
Allen Ginsberg.
Okay.
He's dead.
Yeah. He's dead now, yeah.
I have him on tape, me interviewing him.
Oh.
And the people from the medical department, I interviewed them. And they were talking about the kids being hopped up. They were hopped up on, you know.
Hopped up on the dope.
They were hopped yeah. up on everything. Mm-hmm. Acid, LSD.
The LSD. You got
ecstasy.
It.
Ecstasy.
Very big with the
yes,
kids, the ecstasy.
The X, they call it.
X or E.
Or E.
Either one's good.
You know.
Sure.
You know. What do you go out and say, who's got the E?
I think you know.
You know.
I think if you were in that whole circle, you would know. Whoever has the glow sticks. When you're hanging out at a rave, you ever go to any raves?
Sure.
You rave, Kevin?
My whole family raves.
You all rave.
Yeah, we go to the rave. Hey, Come on, let's go to the rave. Get in the station wagon. We're raving tonight.
Right.
And your father got the E. God, we're all hopped up.
You got your glow sticks?
Yeah, we got the glow sticks. We got our binkies. We're all got binkies.
Oh, right, the binkies thing. He knows about the pacifier.
You keep your binky in.
That's because you're
grinding
usually...
Grinding your teeth.
Right, you grind your teeth on the E.
Yeah, on the E. You do. Yeah.
Here's
you
some rave
to,
music.
You need
so.
To come down. I
and
know what
is moving now to it.
Sure.
You know what the snatch panties are? Or stash panties? Do you wear do you wear the snatch panties?
I've not edible underwear, but I've had edible underwear. No, is that a snatch panty?
No, the snatch panty or stash panties. It's a got the little pockets in them, so you can hide the E.
Oh, you hide the E
and the X
panty.
And whatnot in your panties. So
my mother would have definitely found out about that.
I think you're more straight edge.
Who's wearing the snatch panties? Who's got them on? Hiding your E in your panties. Why? My Aunt Rose can't believe it. Cliffy's got the snatch panties on. Snatch panties. Yeah.
You got
a whole bunch of E crossing the Mexican border. Nobody's looking into Cliffy's drawers.
The snatch panties, sure.
He raves.
There's a whole thing going on. And you got to wear your big octopus pants.
Yeah. Put your big pants on.
they're huge pants with all kinds of straps
with tight pants
and
on.
Buckles all over them. We don't know what the hell they're all about.
They've got all sorts of stuff in there.
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah, the pockets for... But you put the E in your snatch panties.
Well, what about that kid? He wasn't wearing the snatch panties. The kid from The Sopranos.
Oh, my God.
AJ, yeah. If
look
he
at
would
AJ.
Have had some panties on that, you know, had a pocket in it.
To hide his marijuana.
You know, and
hide
then
his
maybe
pot.
His pot.
He was just smoking a little dope.
And
his
he had a pipe, too.
He had a pipe. Well, how else are you going to smoke the dope?
You got to put it in. He should have not had the pipe with him.
I heard it wasn't a pipe you smoke out of. He had, like, a pipe that you used to hit people with. Like a piece of plumber's pipe.
Oh, a bong.
But maybe he was making a homemade bong.
He had a bong.
He can afford to buy one.
Yeah, but it's
go to the head shop
and
buy one.
It's so much more fun to try to make them
out of weird things.
Tony, what are you doing? Your grandson, look at him, Tony.
You ever hear your Uncle Junior was gay? Did you ever know that?
I didn't know Uncle Junior was gay.
Uncle
Is
Junior?
He gay?
Well, there was a rumor floating. Who started that fine rumor was your pal, Brother Weeze.
Up in
he
Rochester.
Started that rumor?
I read it in the Inquirer that Uncle Junior from Sopranos was gay.
Really gay.
But and now when people ask him about it, he doesn't fess either way.
I'm a bone smuggler, Tony. Tony, if the boys find out I'm gay, I'm done. I'm done for, Tony. What's with AJ? He's smuggling a pipe in his pants. I wish I had a pipe in my pants, Tony. Get me some E. I'll put him in my snatch panties, Tony.
You know, that E, that's what's going to make you even go crazy with the sex, you know?
Right? See, that's right.
You know, because it's ecstasy, so it brings you to the ecstasy, you know.
Yeah, to the ecstasy. Yeah. You take any of these sex drugs? You need that kind of stuff anymore?
Yeah, my wife's into them.
Yeah? Yeah. Your wife's into
them. She's into all the toys and...
the toys.
Yeah. But that's how we met. We met on the internet.
Well, that's the best way to meet women.
She was in a room looking for love.
Right.
And I... just happened to go there, and she instant messaged me.
Ooh, the IM.
Bung, bung, right.
Bing, bing, bing.
With a picture of her in her uniform.
Uniform?
Yeah. But, a Catholic school.
Oh, that's
a Catholic school
uniform. Well, that's good.
That it still fits her.
You found it attractive?
She was 40 at the time.
She's wearing
it.
Catholic school uniform, sure.
Yeah. So, this was,
of course, very nice story.
My wife, we didn't meet that way.
Of course not. Who meets on the internet?
No.
You got to be insane. No, whenever I hear that, and I met her on the internet, or I met him on the internet, you're like, poof. Because who goes there looking for love?
Yeah, well, lonely people do.
Yeah, but how much trolling of pornography do you do before you go to the message rooms and try to look for people? You know what I mean? I mean, people on the internet, you're looking at porno.
Can that all be traced to you?
Yes, everything.
You've got mail.
Oh, there you go.
Dear.
You've got porno.
You've got lots of That's porno. That's the thing. You go into one of those rooms, the porno sites, and then you get mail from them.
See?
Because they know that you're there. You know, by
it's called
a mistake.
A cookie.
Yes, but you know what I did? Mm. And it was by a mistake.
I went to WhiteHouse.com.
Ah, no, it's WhiteHouse.gov.
Well, I didn't know that, so I get a porno site.
WhiteHouse.com is a porno site.
Yes, it is. And there was Clinton just going back and forth.
Well, I don't know if it was his porno site.
I don't know. It might have been.
I think
somebody
actually used the WhiteHouse.com as a porno site.
Yes,
but I don't think it has anything to do with our White House there in Washington, D.C.
Well, it has to be. I mean,
you think it is?
You know, because it says White House, so it must be filmed
near
the White House.
Right, yeah.
Frank, what's going on?
Hey, this is Frank from Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard your call earlier from the guy who was packing from Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
And he was right. You guys need to shut the hell up.
It's our new market.
Your new market, which thinks you guys suck.
Welcome.
Welcome
to the family.
You're not funny at all, and not even somewhat funny. He was stoned to think you were somewhat funny.
Hey, Frank, but you've been listening for the last hour since the last guy called.
Yeah, five minutes on here, 5 minutes off there, and everybody else is playing the commercials, hoping I might hear something decent.
There you go.
Watch your language.
What is wrong with you?
Watch your language.
You're
cursing on the radio.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me?
You're
probably on E. I tune in to hear this extreme music that you guys advertise, and it's garbage. You guys are doing news stories that are weeks old.
He's never
Get
even
some
heard
original
of...
material for crying
what,
out loud.
What,
wow.
what news story did we do?
Oh, the whole Cambodian sex shop.
That hit our paper today, and you were listening to that too.
Yeah. What are you guys
You're listening to the whole show.
Times or something? Because
welcome.
Let us just say welcome,
Kevin. It's brutal because we're spreading the virus all over America, the ONA virus, and when we go into a new market, they hate us.
It's tough.
And then we slowly turn them around.
It's and Cleveland. I lived there for a year, it was very tough. So they've got some issues there.
Let me go to a call from Philly. Okay, Philly's been on the air with us about 4 weeks. They completely hate us when we first start.
Okay,
Mike.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's going on?
Listen, I just wanted to tell you, first of all, Cleveland, it's Cleveland. Let's be honest. You know what I mean? Yeah, they'll come around. There's not many people that live in Cleveland.
We got you, Jake.
Whatever.
We are getting early support from Cleveland. There's a few bad eggs that ruin it for everyone.
That guy was a bad egg. He needs to just keep it to himself. He's obviously listening, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he knows everything we've done today, even though we saw.
Right. I just want to let you guys know, I was on my way back from Baltimore last night, me and my girlfriend, and we were able to catch the signal in Maryland, you know what I mean?
Nice.
And we were stuck in a traffic jam, man, and we were listening to you guys talk about the Jamaicans yesterday.
Yeah.
People were looking at us like we were friggin' maniacs, you know what I mean? They weren't getting. You know, we're yelling at people. Put this station on. People are turning it on. So
hopefully
you guys,
around,
are spreading it good. You know what I mean?
All right, Mike.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We've only been on in Cleveland
for how long?
How long?
4 weeks.
Two and a half shows in Cleveland, and the guy's already made his piece, got his opinion, and that's it. But we had people when we first came here to New York say the same thing. After a while, I would say it's like heroin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think the first time the needle pinches, you feel you don't like the feeling, but you're hooked. No, not me personally on that.
Thank
I'm looking.
God.
I'm trying to get into
going into syndication, all hopped up.
I could get my dope in multiple cities though now.
You probably could, but I don't think your listeners are hopped up.
Hey Dan, what's up?
How you doing, guys?
Hey.
Tuesday, before you guys finished the show, Opie came up with a story that he wanted to share with us, but he couldn't go into detail about another radio station or something along those lines.
Hmm.
Oh, how we always win in the end?
Yes.
Yeah. I can tell that story.
And another thing, I got one more comment.
Yeah.
This will be the best goddamn show, like it or not, okay?
Thank you.
Sorry.
Okay. Where was he from?
That was a New York call.
A New York call?
Yes.
One of our pals from New York.
Well, the story's really, I don't know. We always say we win in the end.
And sometimes it takes a long time,
to emerge victorious. Do you know why we were fired from our radio gig in Boston, Kevin Meaney?
No, I don't.
We said the mayor was dead. We said Mayor Menino was dead.
Oh, my God.
We said he was dead. It was April Fool's, so all the
you
DJs...
You said he was dead?
Yeah, all the DJs do these
How did you
dopey,
explain that?
Wacky
it was
April Fool's gags. So we thought...
Did you think about this before you said he was
dead?
No.
See, that's what we should have done, Kevin. But no, we didn't.
So how, like,
how
once
did he
you
die?
Said, no, oh. once you said, listen, we've got a report here that the mayor's dead.
Yeah.
And then when you said that, did you feel, like, queasy?
Yes. Yes, I felt a little
like,
weird.
You know, like, you know, wait a minute. Maybe this
Yeah, but
is,
I just thought it was, you know, what I had for lunch that day. You know what it was? And it was the way Opie started the whole thing off. Yeah. He goes, we did a break, and we were going to go into commercial. And he goes, all right, we'll be back after this with more on Mayor Menino's death. So now people are like, what?
Oh.
And then we came by and gave this whole story about how he was in Florida on vacation, which he was, and how he was killed in a horrific car crash. And he was on a plane on his way back. When we said this, so no one could get in touch with him. We didn't know that at the time.
Oh, but that was good planning.
It turned the city upside down.
See how things work out for the best?
And they, after a week of all kinds of volleying back and forth between the mayor's office and our company that owned the station, we were fired.
Fired?
Yeah. Now let's get to
You were on the air for a while, you know?
No, they took us off after that.
Pretty much immediately. That, you were not on the air.
Yeah, and then a week went
by. Like right after you said that he was dead.
Oh, no, we had the whole show, and then we came in the next day.
We came in the next day. More on the death.
And it started going. No, no, after that, we were like, uh-oh, now we're in trouble. We're looking, we're seeing we're on the news, and we're like, uh-oh, this is bad.
Yeah.
So they took us to a hotel in Boston, in the sky. What's his name?
Don Belukis.
Don Belukis, who was a bigwig. In the CBS organization.
Sure.
CBS was buying the company that we were working for. Fired us. He took us up there face-to-face with Don Belukis, fired us.
Fired us.
And then we came down here and
we
got
call,
a job
we call him the Terminator.
The Terminator.
And then...
Because he didn't even... He goes, we're going to have to terminate your contract.
Yeah. I hate to meet under these circumstances. Guys, we're going to have to terminate your contracts. And we're like, oh, God, we're fired. Holy Jesus Christ. I never thought this would happen.
So you got fired, and then you just got in the car and came down here? Or?
Oh, yeah, it was easy as that. It wasn't like months of
station wagon
turmoil and flying down to Atlanta
the
and other markets.
Guys,
right.
We're back. Did you ever say Giuliani had passed
no
away
one
while
would,
you were here?
No one would care.
No one
would care. Donna Hanover would be on the phone going, oh, yay!
So...
Well, that's a great story.
We fast forward a little over 3 years, and now we're in syndication, and we're going into other markets.
Do you think you'll go back into Boston?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we are.
Oh, you are in Boston.
No, we're going back.
We're going back with a vengeance.
Yes. Yes, finally. It's going to take another few weeks, but we're going to get out there.
The key to this, Don Belukis is still working in the CBS organization, Infinity Broadcasting, which we work for here, so we're all... Now happily together as one
family.
Oh, you
see Don Belukis?
I have not seen him yet.
No,
since the time he terminated our contract.
And we have no desire to see the guy. You know, yeah, he works for the same company, but I could care. I could give a flying app.
Must have been great for him, knowing that we were going to get rehired.
Yeah,
the guy was a real prick to us.
Remember, revenge is a dish served best cold.
So
yes, Khan from the Wrath of Khan.
So
the Godfather actually.
Oh, I thought it was Khan from The Wrath of Khan.
And space is very cold, Admiral Kirk.
Right?
That I love Khan. Khan was great, you know. Porno for pirates. Khan out here.
So we are going to be syndicated next week to WCMF in Rochester.
In Rochester.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
And a certain person had to sign off on this.
Had to sign off on it. It was
and
his.
Don Belukis.
Yes. Don Belukis had to sign off on it.
The same guy that looked us in the eye, cold as you can imagine,
and
fire us and just put our lives in complete turmoil.
There were no ifs, ands, or buts like when he fired. He didn't. There was
the
no
one
explaining, no nothing. You are just dead. You're whacked.
Well, listen, I'm not saying you did something wrong, okay?
You
said the guy was dead.
I saw the way you reacted. Now you're not really good with something like that. You don't. It doesn't sit well with you.
Well, listen, you know the guy was on the plane. You didn't know that. That was unfortunate.
Yeah.
So for those 3 or 4 hours, everybody thought he was dead.
Well, you know something though.
Which is very funny.
Would you go?
You know, and that's comedy.
Right.
That's comedy.
See,
I think
they
call that black comedy, right?
Right.
Yeah.
A little black comedy.
Right.
Black humor.
No offense, Earl. Sorry.
Don't be talking to Earl like that.
No, because he dresses in black every day. That's why I was saying
that. Because he's black.
He likes
he
the black comedy.
Yes, he is black.
You like the black comedy, right, Earl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Kevin doesn't know how to take them. That's him. Look
that's
at him.
Earl.
That's
yeah.
Earl.
He's the whitest black guy we know.
Yep.
The brothers, they goof on him relentlessly in the community because
why
he really... Because he's
Because I'm coherent.
Because he... Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
So you're saying the rest of the community is hopped up?
No. I just said I'm coherent and speak well.
Hey, Earl.
And
Earl, give Kevin Meenia a smile.
That's a beautiful smile.
What does that look like?
What does he look like?
Earl.
Besides Bobby Bonilla.
What does he look like? Or
recently in the movies... Give you a hint. Recently in the movies.
You can't say Gary Coleman.
Not Gary Coleman.
Not a full-size Gary Coleman, which is a...
Mike Tyson?
One.
Hit movie. No.
No.
It was a hit movie. It's
Smile.
Still out in theaters. He looks like him when he smiles.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
No. No.
Well, come on up here, Cuba.
No. Give him a smile. Give him a smile.
Closed-mouth smile, though.
Closed-mouth
smile.
There
you go. Look at that.
That is...
Who is it?
That's
in the movies.
Keenan Ivory Wayans.
No. This might throw you a little. It's an animated feature.
Oh, it's the PJs.
No, because it's in the movies.
It's in the movies.
Yeah.
A Shrek?
Yes. He looks like Shrek, right?
He does look like Shrek.
It's the black Shrek.
If he was green.
And
if he was green, he would be Shrek.
We wanted to paint him green, and he says no. He won't let us do it.
You know, before you're saying that you want to paint him green, there was something called blackface.
Right.
Back in vaudeville, where white actors would paint themselves black.
The minstrel shows.
And Al Jolson would sing, "When April showers, they come your way." Right? Mammy, how I love you. There was another guy.
Yeah.
Named Al Jackson.
No way.
And yes, it's true. And he was in greenface. He was billed himself as the man from Mars. And
he'd
come out and he would sing, but the same songs, the Jolson. Jolson stole his show from Jackson.
Oh, stop.
Yes.
I didn't know this bit of
last week.
Show business history.
I'm the man from the moon. And when it's raining, don't forget. Shut up!
I didn't hear this part of vaudeville.
This is a real lore. Like my uncle, my uncle Marcel was toured with this guy. He was a mime and a contortionist.
Interesting.
And his finale would be eat a dozen burritos and then walk against his own wind.
Wonderful. Shrek.
Yeah.
All right, there's Shrek.
He's the black Shrek. Which is. Blech.
We should take a break, Anthony.
All right.
Kevin Meany in the studio. He's playing Caroline's.
I'm in the house.
All this weekend. Starting tonight through Sunday. Call Caroline's for reservations. 212-757-4100. Anthony, Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed.
Yeah, you need something extra to boost your sex life, Kevin? Anything like that?
Yes, I do.
Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed. You ever hear of Horny Goat Weed?
Sure.
It comes from China.
Mm-hmm.
It's all kinds of exotic herbs. And things that makes your sex life unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're having a problem in the sack, which I'm not implying you are having.
No.
But if you are, Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed. Clinically tested, doctor recommended Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you laughing?
Well, it's always brings up, it's funny when you talk about sex, so.
Right, sex always funny.
So sex brings a big smile to your face.
A lot of people have problems.
You got that goat weed,
Horny goat weed, yes.
I drink a nice glass of goat's milk.
That might work, too.
So
wash
nice.
Down the horny goat weed with goat's milk.
Goat's milk, fresh.
It works. Don't forget, for better sex, remember the three P's. You might have different ones, but pleasure, passion, and pinnacle. 1-800-899-5323. 1-800-899-5323. Or get Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed at GNC, the Vitamin Shop, and other health food stores.
Hour. By Opie and Anthony. Serving New Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island. This is 1027 WNEW.
Rumors going round, gotta clear out of town. Smell like a traffic food. Here comes the law, gonna break down the door. Never knew it was for. Never, never, never wanted anymore. Gotta get away from the stone cold floor. Crazy, stone cold crazy,
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. Toll free, 877-692-1027. Kevin Meany hanging with us today. Kevin, do you know who this is?
That's, Stone Cold. Stone Cold is crazy, yeah. I like to cover that myself.
Yeah. rocks.
You don't know who this is?
It's kind of like, it's got a devil beat to it. I like
good,
that.
Good. Like Satan?
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Yeah,
the
satanic.
Devil's involved there, sure. I like that.
Muddy.
Metallica.
Metallica.
Yeah, yeah.
Metallica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You own any Metallica albums, Kevin?
No, I don't.
No, huh?
No.
That's too bad.
Not that I don't think they're fantastic. You know, it's just not my...
It's not your thing?
No.
All right.
You know.
All right.
Wild devil music.
Fine. I'll just turn the music off then.
You
want
to listen to that? And...
Mike, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
I'm new hearing you guys down in Philly, so I'd like to say congrats. You're a lot funnier than I thought you were going to be.
Oh, good. Oh, that's a compliment. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no. Not saying that you probably weren't funny to begin with. I just, you know, like other people, have to get adjusted to it. I just had a real quick question. I don't want to make it sound like it's an accusation or anything, but just a real quick question. You guys aren't a little, I don't know, adamant towards black people, are you?
What do you mean?
Not at all.
No?
We love black people.
Joking, I'm assuming?
We joke about everything.
Oh, all right. No, like I said, I'm
new. We really have no agenda. We just kind of make fun of everything.
All right.
Yeah.
Not a problem. I was just making sure because, you know, I really enjoy the show. And, you know, I'm assuming one of your few non-white listeners. So.
No, we have a lot, believe it or not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How dark are you, though?
I'm a little light. My dad's Jamaican. My mom's Irish. So.
Now, see, light black, good.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, wait a minute.
God.
What?
That's terrible.
Not awful.
What is that all about?
That's uncalled
light
for.
Light, black, good.
That's uncalled for.
You're going to be fired. That's what's going to happen to you.
No, you know I'm kidding, Mike.
Yeah, no, I got you guys.
We
now.
Learned this, though, last week on the show that
there's
that
a problem in within the black community. That there's light skin, dark skin racism going
sure.
on.
Sure.
Yeah, I got to say, that is kind of new to me. I didn't even know about it until you guys brought it up.
We had no clue.
Yeah.
And then a lady got mad at her, at myself because I said I like African princesses that are kind of like cafe latte.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gee, they get mad at me when I don't go out with black chicks, so.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, they get
see?
Pissed.
What the hell's going on?
All I do is date, you know, non-black women, and all I do is get yelled at.
Why is that, though, now?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Mike, how many of your girlfriends have invited you home to meet their daddy? just want to... Seriously.
I got to be honest, that's about everyone.
Well, that's
and
nice
to be honest,
to
I haven't had any problems except for one. One of them definitely didn't like me and definitely made it known. But
because he rang the bell with his schlong at the house, and that right off the bat is a bad thing.
Oh, God. You had to take that out.
Yeah, I know.
You had to take that out.
Mike, I once...
The Johnson.
I once went out with a Jewish girl, and the mom hated me because I wasn't Jewish.
Really?
Look at that. Wouldn't even acknowledge my presence in her house.
Not even a race thing, huh?
I don't know what it was.
Sure,
the problem
of course
was.
It was a race thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Couldn't you lie?
She didn't like him. Oh, yeah, Opie's going to say he's Jewish.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Mm-hmm. He could be Jewish.
How could he be Jewish?
Anybody maybe. Could be Jewish.
Yeah, but converted.
Sammy Davis is
converted
Jewish.
Jewish is different.
It is. Tom Arnold, didn't he become Jewish?
I don't even
yes,
know.
Yes, he did.
Oh, for
yes,
Roseanne.
For Roseanne.
Yeah. What a guy.
And I think he's still Jewish.
That's the ultimate in being pussy whipped.
Especially for Roseanne.
Converting.
All right, Mike.
Denouncing
right,
your Lord.
Now, you're a new listener. You'll see we just kind of, you know, mess with everybody.
All right, just making sure. Good luck, guys.
All right, thanks.
Congrats on your new moves.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Anthony?
Yeah.
Rick has found the taint thing.
Oh, this is amazing. This is amazing.
The taint.
You know what the taint is?
Is it like the X?
No. The taint is a part of the body.
Yes.
If you're talking about a woman, mm-hmm. it taint the front and it taint the back.
It's the taint.
It's right in the middle. It's
mm-hmm.
the taint.
Yes.
You know, that small area. It's the taint.
Yes.
Opie has this talent.
Mm-hmm.
He guesses women's age by looking at their taint.
Oh.
He's done this a couple of times. He hits right every time.
But I had to explain to Anthony.
How do you?
I don't.
How do you find it?
It's just something.
It's they come in here. I mean, guests come in
and they
put them on a gynecologist.
The girl just bends completely over
and
I take a look at the whole area,
yeah.
The entire area.
That's
does
what I mean.
A,
the whole area.
I mean, can obviously do you see her head?
Yeah, if they bend down far enough, sure.
No, like when they come in, you see their face.
Well, yeah, yeah, you can take a look. But it's not, he hits it right on the money every time.
Well, maybe
time.
I would like to see these women come in with a bag over their head.
Oh, you that could be a challenge.
You can't tell from the legs.
I will admit that it does help if I get to see the face.
And the arms should be covered because you have that, you know, the skin that hangs.
The cafeteria lady on, arms?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, but how are you going to hit it right on the button?
Well, you need to be completely covered, except the taint
except
area.
Except the taint.
Yeah.
All right.
You need to isolate the taint.
All right. All right, I'm willing to do that.
And then take a guess.
See, the problem with this, Kevin, I like to guess the ages of the women when they're between the ages of 18 and, let's say, 40. We had a woman that was up there the other day.
And you guessed her taint age?
And aunt insisted that I guess her age. Oh. Yeah. And
they'll do it for you.
No.
Show them your taint.
No.
I'll
just
tell you that I'm 45, okay?
You ruined the game.
You know, I know, but I don't. I've got up working with a little prickly heat today.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got you.
It's kind of weird, but it just doesn't work the same with men. So. Yeah.
Well, that's good. Good for you. You know,
it's a talent.
You have to know what you want. You know, do you want to look at that taint or this taint?
So we got the audio when Anthony forced me to do it with this older lady.
Yeah, listen to this. You'll be amazed. This is actually how it happened.
And I'm going to kill you.
No, because I'm stunned at this.
This is outrageous.
This is a great idea. When all right. Wrong. Show the taint. Show the taint to
no,
Opie.
No. You got
to go around that way. Right.
No, you can back up.
He knows what a taint is here.
Lift up.
He's kind of
going to learn really quick.
No, wait. I can't do this.
Opie, do it for crying out loud.
I'm not feeling my talent today.
No.
Feel it. I'm really not feeling it.
Use the force, Luke.
No.
You're going to read it. You're sexy. Come on.
I am not feeling this today.
Stare into Medusa.
My psychic powers are on vacation.
Let her do it. She's
Opie, don't ruin it. All right, back up a little, though.
She's sexy. Yeah.
Take a look.
He's like Karnak.
All right. Now
watch this.
Now you got to lift up.
Now lift up. Take a look at the taint, Opie.
No, lift up a...
Oh. Just a little more. There it is. See? You see it? Taking a look.
Oh.
Did you get it?
Wait, no.
Did you get it?
No, I had him look away.
Don't look away. What are you...
I stared into the face of Medusa.
All right, listen. Take a good look and guess the age. I'm looking like an idiot because this is an amazing thing and you're not...
All right.
Take a good look.
Stare into the abyss.
You have to... You have to
abyss.
It looks like a documentary.
How's that for a topper?
You have to...
Oh, you got to show him a little more real estate with them. There you go. There she goes. Opie.
Wow, look at that.
Now, watch this. I'm stunned whenever he does this. Opie, please. Uh-huh. Guess the age.
Will you shut up? I'm working it out in my head right now.
All right.
Uh-huh. Looks like a documentary on Sarajevo.
Uh-huh. If you could just a little... Yeah, right there.
All right.
Oh, very
He's
interesting.
Taking a look.
Okay, one, okay. Two, three.
Now, do you do some kind of math? I don't know what it is.
Okay.
It's an aspicus.
Right, alchemy.
Alchemy. I've turned it into gold.
I'm almost there.
Even number five sub in here?
Is there a turtle head poking out?
Okay, I got it, yes.
All right.
I hate you.
Now,
we'll get you back.
Buckle in. You're going to love this.
Here, sit over there, because if I'm wrong, I don't want you to punch me.
Yeah, because I've never seen you come up wrong on this.
I must say,
I get stunned.
A bit deceiving.
Why?
I was going to go a little older.
Were you?
Yeah.
Now, judging by her taint alone, you will tell us her age.
Well, she just showed us over 40.
Yeah.
She should not be in that magazine, Anthony.
Whoa. You're saying she's younger than 40?
No, she's...
Oh, really?
She should be in over 50. Am I right so far?
How old? Watch this.
I just had a birthday, so.
Uh-oh.
See that? Okay, then I'm going to change my guess.
Why?
Because if she didn't have a birthday, then I would... I'm going to go 52 years old.
How old are you?
Holy Jesus!
Nice!
All right, you know something? He never gets it wrong. You are amazing.
Wow. Holy S.
You look like 2 miles of bad road.
What gave it away? Was it the Calvin Coolidge stamp on the thing?
Isn't that amazing, Kevin?
I don't know
what
to tell
you. That is amazing.
Can you believe that?
I can't believe it.
I don't like bragging about it, but...
The taint.
So they come in and they bend over?
Yeah, and show the taint.
How do you get
It's hard. We say, show Opie your taint. And they show the
and
taint.
And this is all legal.
I don't want to discuss it anymore. I don't want to give it away.
It's like an examination.
Yeah, you kind of take a look at the whole area.
What do you think a gynecologist does? You know, a doctor that needs to check your prostate.
Right.
You know,
maybe
he's in a tainted area.
Very tainted.
Why would you want to go into prostate? Be a prostate doctor. You know,
I don't know. You like
prostates. I really like that, you know.
That is probably the most awful occupation anybody could have. Why wouldn't you become a head doctor or something? Or a foot doctor, even?
No, I want to work on the anus.
Yeah. I want to specialize
there
where the real nasty stuff is.
I've got some, you know, I want to be a proctologist.
Yeah.
I really just love examining anuses.
But we've talked to gynecologists. Mm-hmm. That's no treat either, Kevin.
No, that's no treat.
Because, you know, there's some messes that come in that doctor's office as well.
Yeah. For every virgin that comes in asking questions about their some first messes. Sexual experience, there is the mess, yeah.
The mess.
The genital herpes and warts might be out there.
The big mess. That's a big mess.
Yes. Oh, yes, Opie. That's, boy, here's Opie right there going into the, opening the Ark of the Covenant. Didn't his face look like that when he looked at her taint? Looked like when the Nazis opened up the Ark of the Covenant and their heads peeled away. Yes, Opie, you must be getting to the story about Harrison Ford.
Yes, Anthony. Kevin, have you heard that there's going to be an Indiana Jones 4?
I'm really looking forward to that. That is one of my favorite series of movies.
Well, me too, but the guy is now 59 years old.
Well, he can have all these... look at Sean Connery when he came back to do 007.
Uh-huh.
Never Say Never Again. Did you like that? I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, but...
I did think that movie was pretty good.
But you could be like the suave James Bond thing when you're... You're a rough-and-tumble archaeologist like Indiana Jones. I don't think you could be, you know, 60 years old doing the stuff he was doing in the first three.
Well, he'll have help now, with technological help.
Is that what it is?
Sure.
Rolling in and out of the caverns on his little rascal.
Jetpacks. Maybe he'll be on a jetpack.
See, I can't see that because it's supposed to be back in the... 30s and 40s.
Jetpacks were back in the 30s and 40s.
Were they really?
Yes, they were.
It was war history.
You know, so he's, he just found that, and he's going to use that for his digging.
I don't see it. I would be gravely disappointed.
Maybe Anne Heche will be back in the movie.
That would, that would be horrible.
His love interest, now that she's back being,
Are you touching on the movie Rocketeer? The Rocket Pack in the 40s,
yes,
and 30s. And
that's a movie that was
Rocketeer.
Good. I didn't really... I guess maybe I did see that. Doesn't really...
We just don't think the movie's going to work with,
not with
an
that.
Older guy.
Hi, it's Indy. Hey, hello. I was on a dig the other day, and I fell asleep in a cave, and other archaeologists thought I was a mummy, and they pulled me out of there. I'm Indy. Hey, Chow Chi. He opened up a restaurant. He's nice now. Good food, plenty of it. I like the guy now. He tried to kill me in a crashing plane, but you gotta let bygones be bygones. As you get older, like me, Indiana Jones, you realize you can't hold those grudges like you used to. I snapped a whip the other day and I cut myself. And it's not healing. I got to go to the wound care center and have that taken care of.
You didn't cut your taint, did you?
I missed the taint, thank God. But it's hard now negotiating the digs with a walker. It gets stuck in the bones.
Well, how about that Ironside? With that...
in his wheelchair.
Back and he was in the wheelchair.
That's what I'm banking on is Indiana Jones. Then I can maybe, be old, grow old gracefully. I was being chased by giant boulders in the first one, and now I got big boulders in my bladder. They're called kidney stones, and they hurt like the dickens. I don't know if this movie's going to work out.
I think it is going to
work out. With me at such an advanced age.
How can you not have these, when they replaced Dick Sargent with Dick York.
Yes.
You know, it didn't work for Bewitched.
No.
You can't replace Harrison Ford with a new archaeologist.
Well, we're going to try to do...
It's like Superman. Christopher Reeve needs to get back in that suit.
Good luck.
Good luck.
No, that would be great because, you know, he still has the powers, and but he's now in a chair.
Right.
You know, and he's flying around in that chair.
I'm going to try to reenact some of the favorite scenes, though.
Yeah.
I think that'll work. Remember when the wall was coming down and I grabbed my hat? Get my hat. This time I'm going to roll under... And at the last minute, I grab my colostomy bag so I can poop the rest of the movie. Which is like it's calling back to the old movies. Some of the similar scenes.
Stefano, what's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Indiana's going to be on his Little Rascal with Evel Knievel.
I'm a little rascal in my Little Rascal. You ever see the little three-wheel scooters?
Sure.
That the elderly ride? That's going to be me.
I'm a little rascal on my Little Rascal.
I'm on my Little Rascal. Short Round. Help me, Short Round. Throw me my whip.
Indy, I'm 40 years old. Don't call me Short Round no more.
You know... Hi, it's Harrison Ford for Indiana Jones Bladder Control Underwear. You'll be able to adventure anywhere in the world and not worry about bladder control.
Maybe June Allison could help him out.
June Allison, another one that wets her pants.
She has a problem with incontinence.
There's another great scene where a guy comes out with two big swords and swings them. And you remember the first one I pulled my gun out?
And shot him.
And it was very good. This time I throw a loaded Depend undergarment right at his face. Boy, the surprised look on his face.
Oh, poopy diapers.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yes, and I still hate snakes. Other things like that. Hey, Chewie, get us into hyperspace. Oh, wait a minute.
Wrong movie?
I forgot. See, the Alzheimer's is getting to me again, too. I found a fossil the other day, but it was my car keys. They were so old, like me, that it was fossilized. The Alzheimer doesn't help because I put down a relic and I forget it. And people steal it. Belloc, don't steal it. You know what? And then I have my teeth, my false teeth on the night table at night. But you know what I do? I put the glass upside down on top of it so the cat doesn't whack it under the bed. And in the morning, I take a sandbag and I slowly take the cup off and put the sandbag on my teeth. So the big boulder doesn't roll down and kill me. And the big spikes don't go through. And now I look just like I looked in the Ark of the Covenant. It's like I opened my eyes and looked as my skin peeled away. And I look like a skull now. It's horrible.
You look like a skull.
That's what I look like now because I'm very old.
Your bones are exposed.
And now I teach painting at home. Because it's a lot less rough and tumble.
John, what's up?
Yeah, guys, remember, in the fourth movie, he's immortal now. He took out the Holy Grail, him and his pops.
Well, you tell my prostate that, because I swear to God, it's like a porcupine. It's awful. And, yeah, my father's going to be in it, Sean Connery. He looks younger than me now. It's awful.
I'm not going to watch that, though.
I'm looking forward to it.
When
is it going to come out? They're not even going to start filming for another half a year or so.
So it's something for us to look forward to.
Sure, why not?
Opie, guess my age.
I'm gonna show
you my taint.
No, that's okay.
You guess Indy's age.
No.
I bet you missed this one.
Now put your pants back on.
Don't stare at it.
No, I'm not staring.
Don't stare at it.
I'm not staring at it.
Belloc, don't look at my taint.
All right. Kevin Meaney in the studio playing Caroline's all this weekend here in New York. Very funny guy, and we'll continue with him in just a bit. This reminds me of a little song from Stephen Lynch.
All right, this is a song about my grandfather who had a little health scare recently, and it was pretty scary. I went to the hospital to see him, and he was kind of lying in his hospital bed with the tubes and the IVs, and I got kind of scared.
Yeah.
You know, this is my usual intro.
by the way. The intros never change. But, yeah, I got to thinking about Grandpa and what life would be like without him. So I went home, ran home, got my guitar, wrote this. When Grandfather dies, life will be strange. When Grandfather dies, my whole world will change. When Grandfather dies, I'll scream and I'll yell, 'cause I'll be f***ing rich as hell. So Grandfather die, yeah, don't keep me in suspense. So Grandfather cough, woo, up that inheritance. So Grandfather don't hold on another day. I love you to death, but I've got bills to pay. A stroke would be nice, disease would be cool. I'll scatter his ashes in my new swimming pool. I'll jam with the Stones, I'll dine with the Queen. So what say we unplug that machine? Here we go, everybody now. So Grandfather fly, to heaven you must pass. So Grandfather think of all that juicy angel ass. So Grandfather die before the fiscal year. Oh, how I wish Kevorkian were here. For God's sake, you must be as old as the hills. I'm sick of the stench from your diaper spills. You're deaf, dumb, and blind, and an amputee. You donate your blood every time that you pee. Your arthritis acts up whenever it rains. You're so old, your penis has varicose veins. Oh, why don't you die, Grandpa? Why must you fight, you old mother? Good, just walk toward the goddamn light. Ooh, walk toward the light, old man. Walk toward the light, old man. It's all over now. My granddad is dead. A mysterious blow to his wrinkled old head. Before I collect a small oversight, but everything should turn out all right. I'll start working on my grandma precious tonight.
Steven Lentz.
Bravo. You're twisted, man.
That's very good.
Well, my granddads are both dead, so I don't have to feel bad about singing.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. How I'm serious. If they were alive, I'd never sing that song.
How did they die?
How did they go, and how long ago?
They were dead before I was even born.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are always nice. You see the pictures.
Right.
The creepy pictures of, like, you're sitting on their lap when you're one. And it's like, you don't remember your grandpa. It's kind of scary.
Honey, what's your new song? Well, Mom, it's called Grandfather Died.
Grandfather Died, you know. Yeah, not your father.
Yeah, Mom's got to be thrilled.
Dad's dad.
Yeah. You know, the guy that, you know, we grew up with, and your father that you loved very much. Well, his whole life now has just amounted to a little goofy song. Don't feel... This is the Opie and Anthony Show. Toll free, 877-692-1027. Kevin Meaney in studio playing Caroline tonight through Sunday here in New York City. Kevin, you must know who this is.
I don't know who this is. Now, I feel terrible that I don't know who it is, but I've never listened to this music. You know, I mean, I like it. I'm not saying it's bad.
It's no Black Magic Woman.
You know, it's not the Black Magic Woman. He's got a Black Magic Woman.
This is Drowning Pool. One of the hottest songs in the country, Kevin.
I bet it is. It's
got a great beat.
And now Drowning Tool.
Is it Drowning Tool?
The way you would announce it might be Drowning Tool, which would be even better.
Drowning Pool.
Pool.
The Drowning Pool.
The song is called Bodies.
Yep.
A lot of yelling.
Drowning.
More Satanism.
It's kind of like a rave. You know, you could dance to that at a rave.
No,
right?
Yeah. This is one of those songs where you just need to beat someone up when you hear it.
Yeah. Nice, that's right? Nice message. You know,
you could mosh.
Get people angry, you know.
Yeah.
Put on some music.
Well, you got to get some aggression out,
you know.
Dan.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey.
Hey, well, for starters, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
About 3 years ago, I was one of those people when you came on the air, I was like, what is going on here?
Thank you.
And then all of a sudden, over the last year, it's like, this is great. It makes my afternoon. I'll tell you something. It's refreshing.
You know what's going to happen in new markets? If they feel like listening to us, they will. If not, well, there's plenty of other choices out there. We're not too worried about it.
Absolutely.
So what do you got today, Dan?
Well, the funny thing about it is actually I'm an old friend of Kevin's dad.
Uh-oh.
And I knew Kevin's. I met Kevin's dad about 20-something years ago. Kevin can confirm. I won't name the town, but when he first had his first antique store on Lower Main Street.
Who is this?
An antique
Dan
store?
Brown.
Dan Brown.
Well, my father still has an antique store.
Oh, yeah?
I know, but he has an Upper Main Street now. He has his first one he first had.
Yes, that's right.
Back when you were actually had a day job when you first started hitting the club.
Dan, when does this story get fascinating?
The story gets fascinating is a story.
Wait, you're reading Kevin Meaney's, like, resume.
I won't go into it right now, but his father had an antique store down the street from where it is today. Do you remember that, Kevin?
We should take a break because I'm all worked up from that.
It's a great story.
The funny story is actually about his dad. Kevin can confirm this. About a story at the time, his dad went to the supermarket, I think with Kevin's younger brother, checked out at the grocery line, went home, walked into the front door with the groceries, and your mother said, where's Tommy?
And he goes, where's Thomas?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Where is he?
Well,
you
left,
him
at the supermarket?
How old was he at the time?
He was like 16.
Oh.
No, he was like a baby.
Oh,
he was
okay.
Like a little baby.
I was going to say.
I don't think he was walking yet. You know?
Oh, my God. And left him
just like a random baby somewhere. You know,
just ditched the kid.
But that was his fifth kid, so you forget about the kids after a while, you know?
Exactly.
So,
Hey, Dan, wow, that was...
That's a great story,
Yeah,
Dan.
That was really fascinating. Thank you.
Okay, well, keep up the good work, guys.
Well, if we get less of these calls, we will.
Hey, Angel. And for those guys in the new market...
Thank you, Dan. Steve, what's up?
It's Steed.
Steed.
S-T-E-E-D. E-E-D.
What's up?
What's happening? I just think you guys are, I don't know, you're alienating me a little bit.
Why?
Not me. I'm just a stupid listener, but the New York listeners.
Why?
How do you feel?
Well, I feel that way because you're always, you know, dealing with different people. Now, I know how syndication works. It's fun, though.
But you're not feeling special?
Right.
How syndication
I
works.
Don't feel special anymore.
What, you need to be cuddled?
Yes.
You want to
but
suckle?
Not by you, Ovi.
You want to suckle?
Not by you.
Jeez. You're insane. We're doing a road show just for the New York audience.
You know, I know that. I'll see you at the
show. How much more special can we get?
Well, you're very special, Opie, to me.
Thank you.
Okay. That's nice.
Oh, it's exhausting today, Kevin. Bob, what's up? These people. Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
How you doing? This is O&A. You guys will. I wanted to say hi to Kevin and remind him of an old movie he did, Uncle Buck.
Oh, that was a very good movie, yeah.
Yeah, it was excellent. I loved it.
The television show.
Any chance of doing an Uncle Buck, too?
I don't think so.
It was. Oh, you should, Ben. It was great.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
It's like the Farley bit on SNL.
I know.
You know that movie you were in, Uncle Buck? That was awesome.
Yeah.
Were you? And then you just kind of look at him.
I don't. Were you in the movie?
No, I wasn't.
You were in the TV show.
He was in the TV show.
But he must have put them all together for a big movie.
All right.
You know, a lot of people do that.
Well, you should do something along the same lines.
I'm trying to do things around the business. I just did a pilot for Fox Television.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
What is it?
This is a new pilot.
Okay.
The other pilot, last time I was here, I talked to you about the Male View.
Yeah.
And I played the Joy Behar role.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't pick that on.
Okay.
That
one.
All right. But from that pilot, they put me on this other show called All About You. And that's the name of the show. And it's an hour daytime program for Fox where... me and a co-host, we said we already did the pilot. We chit-chat. Then we give these people the personality profile test you see in the back of magazines and the internet.
All right.
Wow.
Okay.
Is the co-host a woman?
Yes, she's a woman.
All right. Wow. I like it.
Tara Bennett-Smith. So I did it with her and me, and we'll see how the show goes.
Tara Bennett-Smith.
Yes.
Very nice woman. She hot?
Sounds like it's going to take off, doesn't
it? Is she hot?
She is very hot. Yeah. Yes. She's a very nice lady.
Are you hoping to maybe be the new Regis Philbin?
No, I'm not going to be the new Regis Philbin.
That would be great.
It would be fantastic. but I love Regis. I mean, I don't think anybody out there hates Regis. You know, everybody loves him.
No, he's one of those likable guys, just like O.J. was.
Yeah, O.J. Look at that.
Never know
the news.
What's in Regis's closet.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, maybe Regis. Maybe Regis killed Nicole and.
I'd like
Ron.
To put a knife through that wife of mine sometimes, Gelman. what's her name?
Joy
Philbin. Help me here, Gelman. Give me a knife or something.
John, what's going on?
Not that I wanted to say, Kevin. I think he's great. I'm 25.
No. Oh, my God, the phones.
We lost them.
Thank you.
The phone.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
He wants you to say...
Every time I'm in this area, it breaks down the phone.
Hello?
He wants you to say you'll poke your eye out.
Is that what you... that's tough. Well,
okay.
He probably is going to poke his eye out.
Anthony?
Driving around.
On the hotline.
On the hotline.
On the hotline we have...
Speeding down the Taconic.
We have...
Hopped up on E.
On the hotline.
Yeah.
We have Arnold Shapiro. Mr. Shapiro.
Hi there. I'm enjoying this so much. You don't really need me.
No.
It's an honor, sir.
I have heard some very complimentary things about the two of you, and perhaps you guys should be in the Big Brother house.
Well, yeah, I was saying that last year.
You're certainly entertaining.
Well, you won an Academy Award as well, right?
Yes, sir.
For Scared Straight. Right. To just give a little of your
Scared
resume.
Scared Straight.
That was great.
Remember
the prison show that would scare the bejesus out of you as a kid?
Oh,
Scared
yeah.
Straight. They would take a bunch of troubled kids into the prison.
Rahway State Prison.
And the convicts would just treat them like they
scare
would
them
fresh meat. Oh, it was great.
Yeah, that was in 1979, a long time ago.
Wow. You also defended O.J. Simpson?
No, that was non-relative.
Oh.
I take no.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But thanks for the cheap shot.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
How many times have you heard that one?
Yeah, too many times.
No, but the reason Arnold Shapiro is calling, are you the producer?
I'm the executive producer.
Big Brother 2, Andy.
Right.
Yes, they're going
to. Quick to point out that I had nothing to do with Big Brother 1.
Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah, you know something? I know, I've heard this. A lot of people are saying, oh, boy, is it going to be the same as it was last year, because it was kind of dull. And
allow me a minute to tell you that there are more changes than similarities. Mm-hmm. About the only similarity is the title. We have an awesome cast of people. Even though we don't have you two this year,
mm-hmm.
we really have 12 people versus 10 last year who are so outgoing and competitive and uninhibited and wild that we are going to have the best real-life soap opera on television.
Yeah. All right, Arnold?
Yes.
Ant and I were huge supporters of Big Brother, the first one, and then it kind of just fizzled out. It really just sucked at the end. You got to convince us a little bit more than that.
Okay, allow me.
Okay.
Allow me.
This cast is really phenomenal, though, and they are so uninhibited. By the way, that's not the only change. We have totally redesigned and redecorated the house.
You have a new hot tub now, don't you?
There's a hot tub there. There's co-ed bedrooms.
Can I ask you about the hot tub?
Sure.
There's the hot tub. Doesn't the hot tub will give you access to outside the fence?
No.
No?
There's no.
No. Is there any way that you can get in from outside through the hot tub area?
No.
Are you looking to stalk the house or something, Kevin Meaney?
No, I just happen to know.
Is that a rumor that's floating around?
Let me tell you something. I know somebody who knows somebody who put in that hot tub.
And you could crawl up through the pipes, maybe, in scuba gear?
Let me tell you this. Have you ever heard of Brando Spa and Pool?
No.
Oh, come on.
Your hot tub guy's pulling your leg, Kevin Meaney.
No, I know the guy who put in the hot tub.
Let me tell you this. This place is more secure than Fort Knox.
Really? Because you don't want everybody dropping in.
No. I'm breaking in.
Anyway, the house looks entirely different. We have co-ed bedrooms this year.
Oh.
So you got rid of the IKEA furniture, right?
Exactly.
Okay. There's
only boutique furniture from the finest places in Beverly Hills, et cetera.
All right.
Another difference is the rules are completely different. We have a whole new format. We have a competition in each show. But the main thing is we're only on three times a week this year, not six.
That gives us
time to edit out the best material and deliver one-hour episodes that are dramatic and compelling and that are a real-life soap opera. They had no time last year to put anything together, being on every night.
Now, I hear the sex angle. You guys are really kind of pushing this, that if something starts happening and people start having some sex, how much of that are we going to be able to see?
Well, there are broadcast standards. What I said was, with this group being as uninhibited and wild as they are, I said there is a greater likelihood that there will be nudity or sex in this show than last year, where there was none.
Nudity.
And as far as that, we can show as much as the daytime soaps show, certainly, and that's quite a bit. They're pretty steamy. And the rest, you know, has to be dealt with according to CBS broadcast standards. But I'm telling you, this is a wild group, and I don't know what's going to happen. It all begins tonight.
How are you going to prevent the housemates voting out the more interesting characters? That was the problem last year on the show.
Well, last year the audience did it, and they voted.
Stupid
Americans.
It was
kind of a popularity contest. There's much more strategy involved in the game. Our main criteria this year was finding people who are very competitive and who knew how to play the game. And the fact that every one of our 12 people is fascinating, it doesn't make any difference who gets voted out first or second. They're all great. And I know that sounds like hype, and you don't know me, and you haven't seen them yet. But you will tonight.
You got like a slut in there or something? Something good that we could sink our teeth into?
Slightly derogatory term there.
No.
You mean
love sluts.
You mean kind of sexually uninhibited?
Yeah.
Yeah, slut.
That too.
Yes, that too.
Who is?
you know, a girl of maybe a questionable sexual morality.
No, it's just people. Many of these people have said, if I'm attracted to someone in the house, I'm going for it.
Mm.
So we'll have to see.
Have they been tested for AIDS? And
yes, they have been tested for everything.
Venereal disease?
Oh, they're all ready to rock then.
What about the crabs? You know, because that could spread like wildfire.
Beds.
Well, I'm glad we're really keeping this on a high level.
Moving right along. Important.
They're going to have to compete for their food this year.
Yeah.
Once a week. And if they're not successful, they'll be eating the only staple in the house, which is peanut butter and jelly and water.
Will you be supplying the condoms? Will there be condoms in the house?
Yes, there are condoms.
Oh, okay. And what about cameras in the bathrooms?
There is a camera in the bathroom, but that's not to show on the air. That is for the purpose of making sure that every square inch of this house and yard is covered by a camera.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if two people go into the commode and have a conversation about strategy,
right?
Then we're gonna record that, but we're not gonna record somebody going to the bathroom. Because who wants to see that?
I do.
We do.
Are you going to have the housemates putting together a puzzle again this year?
No.
Oh, God.
All the competitions are very, very good and relevant to the house.
Will Connie Chung still be hosting the show?
Connie Chung has a new role. It's only on the live show, which is Thursday nights. And we have redefined her role, and she's not in that studio. She's not with a studio audience. It's totally different. She got a bum rap last year. She really did.
Connie did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did.
Yeah.
And
why did she get a bum rap?
Julie, not Connie.
Oh, Julie.
Julie Chen. And she is the host of the live show.
Well, what happened to Connie Chung?
I don't think she was ever part of this. But who knows? We're on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturday nights at 8, starting tonight. The Thursday shows are live.
So you're saying Connie Chung won't be on tonight then, right?
Connie Chung won't be on any night on this show.
Kevin's very confused.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just still hung up on the hot tub.
Yeah. Are you gonna have that annoying psychiatrist from AOL?
No.
The AOL psychiatrist lady?
No.
No, okay.
It was a man, but thank you.
That was Dr.
Dr. Drew.
No, but the AOL lady.
No, they're... we eliminated all that extraneous stuff.
Okay. Good.
We are Brian just Gumbel? Doing a highly competitive game. Every one of these 12 people is determined to win at any cost, and I think they will use whatever means they can to win.
So it's all about the couples getting together and doing some effing.
Well, it's all about winning $500,000 for somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it's just an amazing cast. You have to trust me on that one. But you can see for yourself tonight at 8. These are people, some of them you love to hate and some of them you love. And I think we'll be doing a real-life soap opera worthy of your time and attention.
Yeah. You know, I've been reading the message boards on the Internet. Is there any truth to the rumor that one of the members in the house has HIV?
No.
Interesting.
No.
Not true.
Mm-hmm. Not true.
Okay, that was one of the...
That would be very dangerous. If
that
you
would. We wouldn't put
sex.
Anyone like that in the house.
Pedro from the real world
so you
had it.
You would discriminate from somebody with HIV then.
That is not...
The rumor was you were doing the real world thing like Pedro. One of the guys had HIV, and then the girls, you know, they don't really know if they happen to have sex.
A lot of rumors.
No, it's false.
Okay.
No,
anybody from the first season going to make a guest appearance?
No.
You just totally... We're not going to see some of our
the
pals.
The first season does not exist for me.
Oh.
Have you spoken to anyone from the first season?
No.
Wow.
Not even Chicken George?
No.
No.
Wow, you don't even want to acknowledge the first season.
What about
Did
Brian
you speak
Gumbel?
To Richard Hatch from the first season?
No. No. This is... We wiped the slate clean. This
what about
is,
Rudy?
No. This is... don't ask me about any more names because we didn't speak to anybody. We have...
How
we
did
you
not talk to Rudy?
Because it's not relevant to this.
Okay.
We have started afresh.
Yeah.
We have devised a brand new show for... Remember, last year, they basically did the European format.
Yeah.
Yep. And it didn't work in America.
Well,
this year, we have new producers. We're all Americans. And we're doing an American version of Big Brother. And it's going to work. I believe it's going
to
work.
I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Right, and listen, if you guys want to talk anytime, once it gets on the air, if you have criticisms, you want to share them with me.
We were huge supporters of the first one. And
oh, my God,
then,
you should have
like
heard
Then, like I said, it fell apart. The redhead Mandy?
Uh-huh.
Hot.
Okay, but I will put our cast, our new group of 12, up against anybody, any Survivor cast, anybody.
What about Friends?
The cast of Friends.
Yeah, that would
because they seem to get along nicely.
Yeah,
well,
they, and,
he's saying
and,
anybody.
And how well would they do if they didn't have writers?
You know what? The one highlight from the first show was the girl that had Lyme disease, and the other housemate hit her in the face when she was leaving the house.
That was a good one.
Okay, if you're looking for outrageous, I think...
Well, that was an outrageous moment from the first one, would you agree?
Yeah. Well,
of course.
I think we're going to have more outrageous behavior on this one than the previous one because our cast is so uninhibited and unpredictable. I don't know what they're going to do, but I'm just telling you...
Is that Drill Sergeant back once again?
Drill Sergeant?
Did you talk to Puck?
No, I didn't talk to anybody from the past. My focus is on the future, not the past. So we're looking.
You didn't even look into the. You didn't even see the programs from last year.
Oh, that's a good.
Oh,
did you
I
watch
sure did.
Last year's program?
So
wait, what was your favorite episode?
You didn't see the episode with Puck putting his fingers in the peanut butter?
I screened several episodes, and I did not have a favorite episode.
No.
I was watching it to find out what we were going to do differently.
Who won again last year?
Pardon me?
Who was the winner last
Eddie.
Year?
Eddie won
last year.
Yeah, he's a friend of the show, actually.
Is he going to be on the show?
No.
Yeah, he's not going to be on this show. You've got to come to love our new cast of characters. You'll be very interested in some of the women, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And
Any country guys like John from the last episode?
Well,
the guy that wore the cowboy hat and thought he was a country singer?
There aren't any real... No. There's somebody from Texas.
What about the guy with one leg last year?
And
he have, like, one leg?
Yeah.
That's the guy who won.
Eddie. That's the guy who won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Arnold. I'm sorry for the
interruption. No, it's all right. We have somebody from North Carolina, from Florida, from Texas. So we have a little country flavor.
Yeah.
But basically, I can tell you one thing. This group tested higher IQ... than any other reality show cast.
Well, that's kind of a curve there.
No, it's true. I mean, it's a very bright group, very athletic, very determined to win at any cost. So we're going to have... The last year, it wasn't much of a competition. This year, it is a major competition.
Right.
Can you tell us who the mole's going to be?
There's I believe that would be another network.
Oh,
right.
Wow, we can't trick you.
Oh, don't be
I'm sorry.
No, I know the show.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been working on this since February.
Look at us trying to trick him, and he knew.
No, I knew. I have an Academy Award. I have to know.
Right.
So they all know you have an Academy Award, these people.
Anyway. You guys are... I wish you were out here. I wish you were on in L.A.
We're going to be on in L.A. So
are you really?
Yes, yeah, soon enough.
Really? That's good.
Yeah, we had a lot of pull with the first show, and we're definitely going to check it out, and we'll give you our honest opinion on it. So.
I appreciate that, and if you have any criticisms, I want to hear them.
Okay.
But give it a chance tonight, and try to encourage your listeners, who are by the millions, I have no doubt.
Oh, yeah, and you know what? All our listeners agreed. We all hated Jerry from the first one.
Okay.
Hated her.
Yeah.
Hated her.
Okay, that
she drove us nuts.
Mm-hmm. That would be Survivor, but
oh damn it, can't get anything past you, sir.
But, I know.
We have a cast that rivals the best of them.
The best of the reality
show. Best of the others,
thing.
And I think this is going to be a really competitive game. I have no idea who's going to win. And since we have an all new format and an all new house,
did you get rid of the chicken coop?
Yep, chicken coop's gone. We got a basketball court.
A basketball court now. Because last year, I remember, what was that guy's name, Johnny Knoxville, and he was doing something with the chicken coop.
Yeah.
Did you see that episode? It sucked.
No, that was Chicken George.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. That's how he got his name.
You'll kill chickens, though?
No killing.
No?
No killing, no violence. We don't need violence. We have...
Will anybody be chained in this house?
I don't think so.
Chains of love.
A lot of strategy, though. A lot of manipulation. Mm-hmm. A lot of backstabbing. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
A lot of perhaps using sex or lust to get what they want. I mean, I don't know. Anything is possible with this cast.
Yeah.
Will the challenges be more challenging?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The challenges will be every bit as good as Survivor's challenges.
What's the challenge that you might want to share with us?
Well, that's the one thing I can't share. Oh. Those are surprises.
Any challenges from like last year that would be similar to these challenges?
Nope. Nothing like last year.
So they're not going to be eating any gross stuff?
No.
Okay.
Where I think that's been done.
The chicken is going to be brought in, like, just like
no, cooked already.
But you'll already be cooked and, like, deboned, right?
There.
Like a filet?
Yeah, nothing's being brought in. This is...
nothing's being brought in.
No.
Right.
This is...
How do they eat, then?
They earn their food. Mm-hmm. They have to earn their food for the week, and then it's put into the storage room and locked from the outside, and then they open the inside door, and there's their food. Mm-hmm. That's being brought in. Food is being brought in.
Who is the weakest link?
We'll find out, obviously, Anthony.
Hopefully, the weakest link tonight is going to be Friends reruns. Because we are an all-new episode of the all-new Big Brother 2. I appreciate you letting me plug it, because this is very important to me.
Of course.
This is a very... we've worked for months on this.
What about the Internet?
The Internet is going to be up and running once again. And for those people who want to see it 24/7.
Okay.
Right.
And
streaming video?
Is it what?
Streaming.
Yeah, it's streaming.
With audio?
Yes.
Hey, Arnold, do you have an update on Mike and his hands?
Oh, that was tragic.
That would be... Yeah. You must get tragic. Mark Burnett on your show, because you've obviously got several questions for him.
Hey, did you produce Rescue 911?
Yes.
I got a great idea that would make this show a hit.
Okay.
William Shatner, the lifeguard at the pool. What do you think?
That's very funny.
He shouldn't be a lifeguard.
Wouldn't that be great?
That is very funny.
I can't believe it. Then I called 911.
Now, who said that to me, Opie or Anthony?
That was Opie.
Okay.
Because
I can't see you guys, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's such a tool.
Suddenly, I saw my wife at the bottom of the pool. I ran in and went to the bathroom and watched TV, and then I made a phone call.
Let's not kid about that. That was a tragedy.
Of course it was. He's still mourning over the... Oh, no, that's right. He got remarried.
Jeez. You guys are bad. But you're good, too.
All right, Arnold.
Good and bad.
So Arnold, he's an executive producer with an Academy Award. He doesn't know.
We look forward to Big Brother 2.
Thank you.
I'm not going to lie. We have our doubts, but we're definitely going to give it a shot.
You can have your doubts.
I've been reading a lot about you and this show, and it really sounds like you want to, try to make it better.
Listen, simply put, the potential was there last year, and it wasn't fulfilled. Mm-hmm. I think we maximized the potential of this idea this year, and I think it's going to work.
Now, Lisa Ling is only going to be on the live shows.
This is great.
Lisa Ling
this
is
great. You guys are a kick. When are you going to be on in L.A.?
We're working on it.
We got to conquer Cleveland first, sir.
East Coast first.
All right, but please let me know.
The rest
All right.
I'll talk you up. I'll go on the radio and talk up you guys.
Oh. He'd be the guy to talk you up, though.
No, please don't,
you
sir.
Know.
All right.
He would be.
Anyway, it's very kind of you to give me this time to make me laugh and totally confuse your listeners as to what they're going to see tonight.
Hey, you think we could call you tomorrow at home after we see the show tonight? Yeah, we'll do that.
If you want to talk tomorrow, we can talk tomorrow, but why don't you kind of give the show a couple of shots. Watch
we
the
will.
Thursday show and watch the Saturday show.
All right.
And then we can talk next week if you want.
Tell Taz and Al Snow I said hi.
and no one's going to crawl up through the hot tub.
All right, Arnold.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Take it easy.
There okay, is Arnold bye. Shapiro, the executive producer of the new
Big Brother 2.
Connie Chung.
He was going with the Connie Chung thing for quite a while, Opie, before he realized, wait a minute, Connie Chung isn't on this show. She has a different role, a role that's not even on the show. Finley.
Isn't that another network, dude. Connie Chung?
Finley.
Yeah.
No, hey.
Who put this tool in charge?
Well, he seems to be
he
very
knows
excited
his reality show.
About
He's
the show.
He's got to get new people, man. Nobody, like, filled him in on what the show was about last year. All he kept saying was how it was going to be totally different.
All right, Finley, thank you. Wonder how many references the fine people out there got.
I think they got a lot of them. Especially that Rudy. But he really wasn't, you know. Like, what about Rudy? And he would just go, listen, this is your...
No one from last year, not
it's
Rudy.
It's a different show. But he really kept it under control.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And after a while, you know, you would think he would just say, shut up.
I hope the show is better than that call.
The guy was fine.
Of course. You know, he's got a huge hurdle to get over, the fact that last year's was a little lackluster.
Hey, Kevin, do you have to go? You don't have to.
No.
I'm just making sure.
No, I'm good. I don't have a show until 10:30.
Yes?
From CBS?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Debbie, what's wrong?
It's our favorite CBS girl.
Debbie loves us.
I love being called a girl.
Debbie,
why, you're not a girl?
Kevin, let me explain. Debbie sets up these fine interviews with all the CBS folks.
Oh, God. So
she sets it up.
So why would you be calling so fast after we hang up with Arnold Shapiro?
I was just looking for Rick.
Oh. Do you think the interview went well today?
I just wanted to let you know that Arnold's been up since 3:30 this morning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Doing interviews.
Yeah.
West Coast.
He was good.
He was great.
Oh, is that
one? And I wanted to just thank you for talking to him for so long.
I see what she's doing. It's like, look, he's been up. That's why he didn't know Connie Chung wasn't on the show.
He just wasn't listening to you guys.
Debbie?
Yeah?
If you're upset with us, you can
I'm not upset.
I'm not upset.
I just wanted to talk to Rick.
Well, he's right here. Rick,
but you know Rick's going to tell us what you say
to him.
No,
he's not.
Yes, he will.
No, he won't.
Yes, he will.
No, he won't.
Debbie, do you have a problem with us?
No.
Because you end up getting mad, and then you don't give us any other guests.
Uh-huh.
You kind of punish us, don't you?
No. I'm not a punisher.
Who else is out there right now on the scene that we can get on this show through you, Debbie?
Come
on. There's got to be a few names.
Brian, come
on. Well, it's summer.
Yeah.
So it's rerun time.
Yeah, but there's people out there. Who are you taking around or to other stations?
Nobody.
There's no one else in entertainment at CBS that you are giving to anyone on radio. Come on, Debbie.
We're being punished again.
I know. See, you say you don't punish us, and then you have no name.
See,
so you could take the whole summer off, Debbie, right?
Yeah. Debbie's still holding a grudge when we had Jerry from Survivor 2 on our
show.
Yeah,
exactly.
But
get
after,
over it.
But after we,
I'm over it.
We attacked Jerry really bad, and then you didn't give us any more of the Survivor people.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is.
You had Amber in studio.
That had nothing to do with you.
I gave Rick the phone number.
What about the lovely and talented Colleen?
No.
Michael Scoopin was on with you.
No, we're talking after Jerry.
I'm talking after Jerry. Michael Scoopin called in when he announced his senatorship.
Yeah, but what was the girl's name from Massachusetts? I forgot her name.
Elizabeth.
Yeah, you didn't give us Elizabeth.
Okay.
And you even told Rick over my dead body they'll get Elizabeth.
No.
Yes, you
and
did.
She was like the hottest one on that show, and we couldn't get her in here.
All right, hold on. Rick will talk to you. Thank you, Debbie.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my God.
Here, do it.
Here. Yeah, take the phone call.
Yeah, take the phone. There you go,
God.
Rick. Talk to Debbie.
She wants to talk to you.
Talk to Debbie.
Hello. What's wrong?
This is the one-sided conversation.
Yeah.
We don't have her on the other.
Well, you know,
we can hear what Rick is saying.
You always usually call when it's something bad.
Does Debbie know that?
Yes, Debbie it
doesn't
is
know
true.
Her
you
ordinary
always,
coffee.
And then you
been
call, and then you bust
Folgers
my balls,
crystals.
But then you turn around and you take up more airtime than the people you give us. It is so true.
Oh,
well, that's because they got tired of you.
Nothing's going on there.
Uh-oh. No.
All right, we'll take a break. Kevin Meaney playing Caroline's all this weekend starting tonight.
Right.
Right.
Howard. By Opie and Anthony. Owned by Infinity Broadcasting. This is 1027 WNEW. New York.
This is the Opie and Anthony Show. Toll free, 877-692-1027. Kevin Meaney in the studio playing Caroline's all this weekend here in New York City. Kevin, you know who this is, right?
You know, I knew you were going to ask me that. And, you know, the song is on, and you're getting ready to bring up the show. And
yeah.
I was going to say, hey, tell me what this is. Who's this? And I don't know who it is.
It's one of the stars of Woodstock 94. Huge.
You were an MC at...
I was an MC there.
Yeah. Woodstock 94. You must have a good agent.
I was doing stuff for HBO, and they rallied me to be an MC because of my MC experience.
This is Green Day.
Green Day, yeah. I talked to them.
Oh, you did?
You did? Yeah, I talked to the Green Day.
They're good guys.
Yeah. And they were nice.
All right.
Nice fellas.
Anthony, an old friend of the show has stopped by to say hi.
I know. We haven't had her on the show in quite some time.
No. Do we have the actual song? Can Rick find it?
She's a songstress?
Well, she comes up with songs from time to time.
Mm-hmm. She's a poet.
Would you like to hear maybe a little bit of her last creation?
I would love to hear that.
Okay, here it is. Everyone in New York right now is going, oh, no, oh, my God.
It's We Deliver Keggers.
We Deliver Keggers. And she writes these songs and...
And sings them.
And sings them, and then
with
you play
band.
Them.
With her band.
Yeah. Does she sell CDs? And
not many.
Yes, actually.
Not many.
Oh, there she is. Hi.
Oh, hi. Oh, I thought you were still outside.
No, I even had a guy take out an ad and give me a guitar. I got a drum endorsement. I got a lot of good stuff from you guys.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Rick, do we have the whole version of We Deliver Keggers? Because the build-up before the chorus.
Opie, I think you smashed
every copy she brought in.
Opie,
no,
play
have,
the song
have,
and smash them.
I have Alcohol Express.
She's
got,
she's
a,
got
new
a new
song,
song.
That she wants to...
Alcohol Express. Parlaying the success of a Keggers, Opie. Mm-hmm. Sticking with the alcohol motif.
We Deliver Keggers. We Deliver Keggers.
Right. Yes. Who delivers keggers?
She does.
Does the song represent like a bunch of girls driving a truck delivering kegs of beer?
No.
Kevin,
I could tell you exactly what this was. She was driving one day, probably drinking heavily, saw a beer distributor, and it says "We Deliver Keggers" on it, and decided she was going to write a song about it.
We deliver keggers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We deliver keggers. We deliver. Keggers.
Now, you got to get a little background on Nikki. She's been on the show quite a few times. Every time she's been on the show, every single time, she has left this studio
crying.
In tears. She has left this studio crying single time.
You threw me out last time. Opie got so mad that he threw me out.
Why?
I don't know, something about, because Anthony was doing something, and then I said something about suing Infinity, and I was just joking.
Oh, that's right.
And then you said, get out. And every time I tried to talk, you pushed the button and you talked over me.
You got a hot...
What were you going to sue Infinity over?
What's wrong with the camera?
What? We're recording you.
What?
You're being recorded on
video.
The FCC makes us record the audio, so this is just a little video recording.
You got purple underwear on?
Yeah.
Can I see your underwear?
I wear purple underwear all day long.
Why don't you play Alcohol Express before you you're going into the past.
Nikki, we got to talk first. This is how you do it. You sit down, we do a little talking with you. But I got to stress, though, to the people that aren't familiar with Nikki, she usually comes in here all bundled up.
Yeah.
Today, for the first time since she's been on this show, she is wearing jeans and a very small belly shirt.
No, I'm sorry.
All right, and then will you get back to the mic? By the way, John on line 8 wants to know. John on line 8, Nikki.
It's the paparazzi, Nikki.
Nikki. Nikki.
Paparazzi.
Nikki.
It's very distracting.
All right, Nikki. Nikki, listen.
And she doesn't. Shut up.
John.
I do.
John on line 8 wants to know if your drummer died.
No, but he's very sick.
Ooh. He's the one with half a pancreas.
Yeah.
I remember this. It's like Spinal Tap.
Half a pancreas. My drummer has a half a pancreas.
Well, our drummer's got half a pancreas.
He's in the hospital.
Will he make it to the end of the summer tour?
I don't think so. But
really?
I'll get somebody else.
So, Nikki, why the new attire?
Over for this
it's
guy.
Just a different outfit.
But you know something that's a little more revealing than we're used to. We always used to say, Nikki, let's at least see your belly. But now you're just walking around with it.
It's summer.
Yeah.
Hey, can we see your boobies?
No.
Please?
You like this outfit. This outfit should be good enough.
No. And she never shows us anything.
Could you flash us?
How about a wow?
Do I have to get a turkey sandwich for you?
How about a wow?
How about your wow, Kevin Meaney?
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Listen, I'm not really into her flashing me or.
Why are you saying she's ugly?
No, I'm not saying she's ugly.
You're saying she maybe her body isn't attractive enough for her to flash you?
But what a horrible thing to say to her.
Yes.
Listen, could you flash me your breasts?
Nikki,
I thought the policy was
the guys
aren't
supposed to harass the girls about wowing.
Nikki, you could sue Infinity for this.
Nikki,
this would be sexual harassment.
Nikki, Kevin doesn't find you attractive.
Okay, I can live with
that. I find you attractive.
It's okay, Kevin.
But I'm married.
Hey, Kevin, don't try to pick up the guests.
I am married.
Matter of fact,
I'm married. I have a baby. I have a girl. I have a baby girl.
You want another one? She's right there by the mic.
No, I don't want another baby girl. Unless maybe, do you clean or?
Matter of
fact, I don't know.
No?
How sloppy are you?
Well,
Nikki,
come over.
Nikki. Matter of fact, during the commercials, Kevin asked who the crack whore was.
Oh, that old gag.
No, I didn't.
That old gag.
That's not true.
Are you
going to
deny it, Kevin?
I am going to deny that. That's not true. I did not ask who the crack whore was.
It's okay. It doesn't
look into his
me.
Eyes.
Have you ever done crack?
I'm looking into your... No.
No?
Sorry.
Okay.
Nikki, where's the cowboy hat?
Why
a lot of people asking.
Sorry for that.
It's summer. It's a different look.
A lot of people were asking because she used to come in wearing a cowboy hat.
Yeah, it was fun for a little while.
Mm-hmm. All right. Can we see something?
Can you play Alcohol Express?
Is this on CD
don't
now?
Don't do the I hate when they do that.
Boy, big surprise. Another song about alcohol, Anthony.
I did it for you guys. That's all you ever talk with brewers about getting hammered, and you said about a road show. I did it for the show.
Hammered.
Yeah,
right.
Dick. No, sorry.
Wow. She's feisty. She's feisty these days.
Just a little joke.
All right, Anthony. We're going to debut the latest song from Lita Ford.
I should have brought the turkey sandwich.
Lita, what's this song called?
Alcohol Express.
Nikki's looking hot today.
Yeah.
I gotta say.
Is that a digital camera?
Are you a mom?
Okay. No, and I'm not entering your contest.
It's too late. Our 10 finalists in the Moms I'd Like to Have contest are up on WNEW.com. You gotta vote for your favorite.
What, did you look at her taint?
Yankees happen to like my music. I'm going to all their games for free, and I'm sitting in good seats.
What is it, Jeter's face?
No, shut up.
You can't say the F word.
I didn't mean to say it. I'm sorry.
How many Yankees have you slept with? Any?
I haven't slept with any.
How many knobs have you hobbed?
It's okay. That doesn't bother me. This is all part of the show.
Looks like Jeter's delivering the high hard one.
All right. Well, why don't we debut your song?
What?
It's called
Have you dated a Yankee at all, or have you gone?
No, I'm just, I gave them some CDs, and they asked me if I wanted to come to some games.
Yeah, I bet.
And I'm
sure. Goddamn Yankees.
I swear to God.
Gotta love the Yankees.
You don't know me by now?
How you doing? How you doing, Yankees? How you doing?
Well, it's better than the Mets and Piazza.
Why do you wait, I got to ask you. Why
that's right. You're the Mets, right?
Yeah, I do. And I know they suck this year. Why do you think the Yankees invite you to all their games?
Good question.
Yes.
I didn't meet them.
Who did you meet?
I met...
How did you get the seats?
Well, it's...
Who'd you give the CD to?
I gave a whole bunch of CDs.
To who?
To who?
To somebody that works there.
Who?
I'm not telling.
Now, the Yankees are...
Are you effing the Zim?
Wow, Nikki's having sex with Don
Zimmer. But I do like
Don Zimmer.
Don't make fun of Don Zimmer.
All right, listen.
Don Zimmer rules.
All right, can we like...
Don Zimmer is so cute.
I hate this broad.
Oh my God.
I don't like you.
Well, then why did you let me
know? And Kevin is with me.
Why am I getting involved in this? She's your guest, and then you tell me I said that she's a crack whore.
Well, did you or did you not?
I didn't call her a crack whore.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. But she brought the alcohol, and now
so
I'm
let me ask you
up.
Something. Is Stephen Lynch going to be at the road show?
They'd ask you to be a ball girl, the Yankees?
No. Why do you have to be such a tool? Why can't you just
what?
Leave
they
alone?
Have ball girls. You never heard of ball girls? They run after the ball.
Right.
They run after the balls.
Can we?
Why couldn't you be a ball girl?
Can we play Nikki's latest song?
Okay,
please?
Nikki, we will play your song.
Would you like to set the song up?
I'll set the song up.
What's the song about?
Holy Jesus.
It's called Alcohol Express. What's your fault? You're making me laugh. Alcohol Express.
All right, let's listen to Nikki.
What is the song about?
Yes.
Alcohol. Let's listen to Nikki's latest song, Alcohol Express.
Alcohol
from Nikki.
Express.
Veruca Salt. Yeah.
That
sucked.
That's okay. I got free guitars and drums and letters and stuff from...
Trad.
Who says turn it off?
Just let it run. You can make fun of it afterwards, but let it run.
All right.
It sucked. You didn't get to anything.
You didn't let it go. That's okay.
You're a girl.
You can make fun of it after it's done. Just let it... You didn't even get to the chorus.
You're a girl.
Excuse me, but I do believe that sucked ass.
All right, we'll try again.
Doesn't matter.
We'll try again,
The keg can wouldn't even exist for not keggers.
All right, can we try
it
again?
It's true.
I'd like to hear it again.
3 to 6 months.
All right.
But you got to let it get to just one chorus.
All right, we'll try to get to the chorus this time, okay? What is this called again?
Alcohol Express.
Of course it is. All right, let's see.
It was for you, Hope.
The latest from Veruca Salt.
No, Raise Hell. Raise Hell.
Have a drink.
Yeah.
Somebody put this retard out of his misery.
Have a drink.
Have a drink.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Come on, Lita, sing it. Rock.
Take the 8:15 to the city green.
For the what?
9 to 5, it's our scene.
Me cry.
Express.
Have a drink.
Wow, that's something.
That's right. You did that last time, and I still had people that... Oh, by the way, did you
what
have another band...
What the hell were you thinking?
Did you have another band cover Keggers? One of your listeners emailed me about that.
No kidding.
Why, you want royalties?
I don't want royalties, I just...
No one covered Keggers?
Did they? Did they? Tell me.
I heard of that on the West Coast.
No, I'm very serious. Somebody emailed me.
I heard Keggers out there.
Did you? Yeah, it's a hit.
Keggers.
Well, tell John Kaladner. He knows.
Well, calm down, ho.
Well, Nikki.
John Kaladner called me. He's been on the phone.
Oh, my God, the name dropping.
No!
Another fine song from Nikki.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Oh, look, he's getting all warmed up. Go right ahead. You played it to the first chorus. That's all I wanted.
You're going to break it?
No.
Yes, he will. He's got to do it in true opus tradition.
Why are you going to break it?
He's
got to get his hammer out.
No. Do you want to be a rock and roll
singer? Go on, Opie.
Why don't you sing Winter?
Do what you
got to
do.
I will not break this in front of you. I'm an alcohol.
Yes, you will.
Oh, my God. Put some goggles on.
Oh, no.
That could shatter.
That old game.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Why?
Opie lives for this.
Oh.
He lives for this and fighting underwater.
Oh, my God. How does that make you feel when he breaks your
CD? At this point in the game?
Yeah.
After all the good stuff that happened, even though they did it last time?
Yep. Look at him breaking it. He's breaking it.
That's all right. It doesn't. You don't understand. They did this last time.
So you're tough.
Well, because I have all the good stuff that happened, even though they did this.
So the listeners are listening to your music and loving it. And
there's people that are following.
Shut up, dummy.
There's people that are following. I got free stuff for
Let's get some reviews from the people that heard the song.
The people that are going to call in are not going to be the people that email me.
David.
That's not true.
How are you doing?
Pretty good.
What's up, Bone?
Hey.
I got to tell you, man, you guys fought so hard for syndication, and you're impressing your listeners around the country with this crap.
Wow. David makes a good point.
And they're going to think you're second rate, third rate.
Right. All right, David, thank you.
Tim saying, can someone tell her it's no longer 1983? Tommy says, where's Psycho Mark when you need him?
Maria, what's up?
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Hi, what's going on?
Well, I was just surprised because, like, I'm a chick, and I normally love chick bands, but I'm sorry. That sucks.
Yeah, it's all right.
I'm sorry. It's pretty lame. The lyrics? Hello.
I know, right?
Rob from Rockland. Mm-hmm. Did this wacky bitch just claim credit for a Heineken marketing strategy?
Yes.
You were saying that Heineken started putting their beer in the little keg cans because of the song We Deliver Keggers.
We Deliver Keggers. There were signs all over the place in New York.
Oh, my God. She's delusional.
Maybe I am. But it came out 3 to 6 months after you guys promoted it.
The Keggers have been around a while.
Is that their campaign?
No.
We Deliver Keggers?
No.
No, but the keg can.
That could be.
Jason.
The keg can.
Hey,
you should go
guys?
To them with your song.
So, Nikki, I was wondering, for all those people that actually like your music, who deals them the pot that they're smoking to actually think that that's good music?
I don't know, but it makes
sense. That's
right. You know, you've got
by the way, I love
listen,
the Mike Tyson impression.
Oh, thank you.
Go back in your trailer, shoot some heroin, and everything will be okay.
Uh-oh.
Tom, what's going on?
You're angry.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I think I know how Nikki got those baseball tickets.
Yeah.
She delivers hummers.
No.
She delivers hummers.
Well, then you don't know my history on the show, then.
Jim saying, hey, I've been sober 13 years today, and she's making me want a drink.
Good. That's the idea.
Well, here's a positive one coming in from George, of course. George, what's up?
Yeah, that was effing pitiful.
Pitiful as your voice.
Hey, Nick. Thanks, Nikki. I love you, too. Hey, Nikki.
Is this really Marcus Schenkenberg?
You ever think of just doing Joan Jett covers?
I bet you're just a Marcus Schenkenberg
lookalike. Because
you're
trying to do a good job of ripping off her sound, but your lyrics blow.
The lyrics are supposed to be for this show.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, we can't all look like
Nikki,
you.
Nikki, the hatred you're bringing out, Tommy from Linden. Would it be wrong if we threw a bucket of ovarian cancer on her?
Oh, my God.
First of all, whatever they promote in the studio...
Bring shots of her cleavage. Rick's all over her with the camera.
He's just taking pictures of her cleavage.
Nikki, take that top off, man. You look hot.
Whenever you guys support it,
the
callers that call in are going to support you.
Hey, Nikki, could you shut up? Nikki, I'm giving you a compliment. Could you shut up?
Nikki, why do the people hate you?
All right.
The people that call in are going
to
support you.
Did I just ask her to shut up? Come on,
Nikki, you have to quiet down.
Hey,
can you shut up?
I actually like the song. It chased all the dogs out of my backyard.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, really.
And if ONA got behind it, you wouldn't call up and say that because you'd be afraid.
Fabio.
Behind it.
Fabio.
Hey, Nikki. Nikki.
I can't stay if Rick's going to keep doing the camera thing.
Hey, Nikki.
I can't. It's
Nikki.
Wrong.
Nikki.
Yes.
Nikki.
Yes, go ahead.
Here's an idea. If you're going to sing a song, try to have a melody. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
I'll try to keep that in mind. And you know what? When I visit you at Sony, because I know you're a big, important suit, I'll try to remember that.
Sony. Do you know, do you recognize that voice?
Yeah.
The only thing you'd have to do is with Sony is if you go to the Wiz and buy a stereo.
The main thing is with
Rick
the
is
media.
On the floor taking pictures.
Oh, she took she got the camera.
Nikki.
All right, there's a little scuffle going on. She stole Rick's camera.
Yeah, we have to take a break. We'll play What Did We Learn on the Opie and Anthony Show next, okay?
All right.
Another great appearance from Nikki.
Oh, my God.
Take pictures. Where are you going, Nick?
No, because you don't let me get a word out. That's the problem.
That's all you do is talk.
No, I didn't get one sentence out. What I was trying to say...
Hey, thanks for coming by, Nick.
What I was trying
Nikki,
to say
thank you
was,
so much.
Anthony
got
Kevin Meany playing Caroline all this weekend, starting tonight.
She's crying.
And yes, she is.
You are right. She cries.
She cries and runs out of the studio.
You're, all right, thank you, Nikki. Upset. All right, bye, Nikki.
Will you let me get one sentence?
Kevin Meany,
well,
this weekend.
See the tears.
And we'll play What Do We Learn on the Opie and Anthony Show next.
What?
Nikki, what?
Nikki, we got a show to do. You like Sam Adams when you're drinking keggers? Say yes.
Yes, I love Sam
Adams. Sam Adams rules.
Mm. Hey, Stinky, why don't you show Nikki the door?
Oh, here.
Anthony, Sam Adams.
We love Sam Adams.
Yes.
Love Jim Cook from Sam Adams.
Get off my shirt, you freak!
All right, go.
Why? Who did what to who?
Nikki's belly button sponsored by Sam Adams, Anthony.
Sam Adams, an ice cold Sam Adams right now. I'm gonna need that to put up with this psycho, this psychopath. Oh, now, now she's. Oh my God.
He's the power syndicated man.
She's out of her effing mind.
This
Sam.
This psycho bitch sponsored by Sam Adams.
Yes.
Yes.
They deliver keggers.
You guys got a problem with Nikki.
Sam Adams, everyone.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. 877-692-1027. Kevin Meany in the studio playing Caroline's all this weekend. Nikki from We Deliver Keggers pounding on the door, Anthony, trying to get back in the studio.
Yeah. She might be able to, maybe she'll come down to the show tonight.
Oh, maybe she'll come and see you. Yes, Caroline.
Because I might be covering
We Deliver Keggers
tonight on my show.
Or Alcohol Express.
Yes, Alcohol Express.
The new one.
Is a great, but I like the oldies.
I like the hits myself, you know? Yeah.
I like the...
Should we let her in for one last...
She says she needs to say
one more thing.
Yeah. Make her cry.
Wait, come here.
Nikki, come here. What were you bitching about the whole time?
I wanted to know what Roger Clemens and Ozzy...
Wow, you're hammered.
I told you I can't.
Look at that belly fat. Love it.
I do not have
yum,
belly
yum.
Fat.
Give me some of that. Hey, Nikki.
Would you please...
Nikki,
it's all right if we record you.
It's Nikki, a video camera.
It's Nikki, just for our own enjoyment.
I feel like we pushed it a little too far today.
No, more than usual.
Fine.
I'm laughing.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. I just wish this man with the beer shirt would just...
Nikki?
With the I did not. He's like bare.
Hold on to your seat, kids. Nikki.
Yes.
The guys wanted me to ask you something.
Nope.
One thing.
What?
They wanted me to ask you when that tooth died.
Oh, my God.
What? What the? Nikki.
Why? You can talk about a dead tooth.
You are such a toy.
What's the matter?
Your teeth, your mouth is a playground for germs. So you really should take care of your teeth.
I do.
Why
is it black?
That one tooth is deader than your drawer.
No, it's discolored. It's not white as the other teeth are.
I don't know. I can't be as good looking as all of you.
No.
Right.
No.
Oh, Nikki,
where are you going?
Nikki.
You're all too way model-esque for me.
No, Nikki, where are you going?
Nikki.
Super glam for me.
Can't we talk about the black tooth?
We need to talk about the black tooth. No, maybe you could write a song about it.
I've got
a black tooth. Black tooth.
But we can't all be as glamorous as you. Not all of us are born like you. Some of us have to struggle with whitening toothpaste.
What do you think? That other tooth's going to die before your drummer?
That's right. I'm hideous.
You're not hideous. You're very attractive.
As long as you keep your mouth shut.
It was like one of the listeners had wanted to know about the dead
man.
Tooth.
What more do you want? Let me out.
Why can't you talk about your black tooth?
I don't have a black tooth.
It's dark.
Well, let me go in the ladies' room and check it out.
Maybe it's
a chunk.
Nikki, where are you going? Where are you going?
I'm
going
to go in the ladies' room and see if I can figure out which tooth you're discussing.
She's got to take those pants off.
Figure it out. It's the one right in front.
That's but you really got to take care of your teeth, and maybe this is a wake-up call for her,
right,
to go into the dentist and have her teeth taken care of
and introduce herself. Kevin, you'll be back, right?
Sure.
We haven't horrified you. Okay.
There's nothing wrong with my teeth.
Yes, there's the front tooth.
There is nothing wrong with my teeth. You're freaking me out for nothing.
All right, listen, we have to end the show. Kevin Meaney's at Caroline's all this weekend. We got to end for the affiliates, but we're going to continue in New York.
Mira, I didn't see anything, but I'll tell you what. Just for you, I'll go to the dentist and ask him about my tooth.
Nikki, we all see it.
Okay, I'll go to a dentist and ask him about the tooth. I'll say O&A sent me.
Which one is it?
It's the top right one.
Stinky, which one
is it? It's the top half of the top right one, right, Stink? We all see it. We've been discussing it the whole time.
The top half of the top right tooth.
Rick, take a close-up.
Call us in.
Take a close-up picture of that tooth.
Nikki,
smile for Rick.
Nikki, it's been hard to look at your hot body because we're distracted by the rotting tooth.
We got
it. It's
rotting.
Nikki, turn around and smile for Rick. We'll put it up on the website next to Sandy Kane's thing.
Are you drinking enough milk?
You know, they say that bottled water is bad for you. You don't get enough
Nikki.
Fluoride.
Nikki, turn around.
Nikki, let's see your teeth.
Turn around and face Rick.
Nikki, we're not asking you to strip. We're asking you to strip your teeth.
Yeah, Nikki, come on.
Nikki,
you look really good.
Nikki, you're on the show. You're on the show. Come
Nikki,
here.
You look really on, good. Nikki. Don't worry about the tooth. Just smile and...
Maybe it's just a poppy seed. Let me check.
That could be true. That
it could be a poppy seed.
All right, let her on the microphone.
She's very strong.
All right, Nikki, you want to plug your website?
All right, let her get on the microphone. Nikki,
you want to plug your website?
Don't molest the guest. Come here, Nikki.
Nikki, get on mic. You want to plug your website?
Who is your dentist?
Who is it?
Yeah. Is it?
I want to make sure I don't go to him.
Is it Alan Sniffen, radio dentist? Alan Sniffen.
Nikki, let me tell you what the problem is. You got the cleavage working, the belly shirt, the nice belly button, but it's the tooth distracts from the, the other parts of your body.
Any other parts of your body black like that?
No one has ever said anything to me about my teeth until today.
All right, but look.
That's because they're not your friends.
Nikki, learn from Kevin Meaney. He had some rotting teeth. He got them taken care of.
What did you do, Kevin?
I had broken my teeth, and it was rotting.
I just
rotting.
Want
it
you
died.
All to know I do
can
not have rotting teeth.
Can I tell my tooth story, please?
Go right ahead. Thank
listen to Kevin's story, Nikki.
And then the other teeth, they had blackened. Because they had because I had hurt them.
Yes.
And I had fallen down on my teeth and they had died.
Right.
And what I had to do is have them root canaled to clean it all inside.
Sure. Right.
And then capped.
Are you suggesting caps?
I'm suggesting caps. Yes.
Nikki, what do you think? Would you go for caps?
I think you're giving me a really hard time.
Would you go for caps, Nikki?
Well, Nikki, we got to go. So why don't you go take care of the rotten tooth? And
I do not have a rotten tooth.
Go write a song about it and come back, all right?
That's too bad about it.
By the way, we're only on in New York right now.
Yeah. Pretty girl.
I think it's gingivitis.
I do not have to. Oh, my God. Let me out of here.
All right. Let her go.
No,
gingivitis. Let her go.
AIDS. Stinky says she's got AIDS.
Is that... no, I think... is that a sign of AIDS?
It could be a sign.
Oh,
Nikki, by the way, Nikki, I didn't want to say this in front of everyone, but there's a smell coming.
Oh God!
And I'm not sure if it's you have a little bit of bad breath, and it might be from the rotting tooth.
Halitosis.
Sure. Yeah. Mm. All right, let her go. Stinky, let her go.
Yeah, let her go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, you really should.
There's mouthwash in the bathroom. Okay. You have bad breath.
When was the last time you kissed a guy?
Oh, my God.
No, like a French.
When was the last time?
French kiss?
All right, there she goes. Nikki from We Deliver Keggers.
Get a phone out there.
And her new creation,
Alcohol Express.
Alcohol Express.
Of course, Kevin.
She's HIT positive, by the way.
HIT. We have to get off the radio. We're on just in New York. Really fast, Anthony. We're doing the road show at the Stone Pony in Jersey this Saturday all day long, starting at 1 o'clock. The Nerds are playing. Dickie Betts is playing. We got a wet T-shirt contest. First place.
That's nice.
We got $1,000 for the first place lady.
That's a nice contest.
Supplied by whippedcreambikini.com.
Oh, my gosh.
And we got $500. $500. Oh, okay. And then we got more money from MafiaMob.com for the wet T-shirt contest.
Oh, my
And let's
God.
End with New York sports clubs.
We deliver pyorrhea. Another summer's here.
I know
what's wrong.
What's wrong?
Why don't you want to show? Let me take a picture of your teeth.
Because you're going to alter the picture.
We are not going
to
alter
Rick
the picture.
Rick is following her to the elevator. He's through three doors right now.
Come on.
Come on. Leave me alone.
Come on. Let me just yank it out.
He's retarded.
All right. New York Sports Club.
Yeah. Some people haven't found their way to New York Sports Club yet, OB.
So mean.
And there's so many locations. 75 locations in the tri-state area for New York Sports Club. The gym makes it easy to get in great shape. New York Sports Club, they're near home, near your work, wherever. 1-800-301-1231. That's who you call. Get in touch with New York Sports Club. They give you the month-to-month memberships, no annual contracts, no long-term financial commitment. So you're not locked in like other gyms. New York Sports Clubs, tons of exercise equipment. What do they got? Classes, too. Cycling, boxing, boot camp, yoga, Pilates, cultural dance, and ultimate conditioning. You never get bored, you just get fit. Call them up, 1-800-301-1231. Stop by any New York Sports Club today. They have special joining rates in effect right now. To find one near you, New York Sports Club. Call them, 1-800-301-1231. New York Sports Club, there's a million reasons to join. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, Kevin Meaney, thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. You guys are the best.
I bet you say that to all the radio
show
hosts.
I don't say that to anybody.
To nobody.
Okay. God, can't I say a nice thing?
I'm just kidding.
You know?
We don't like nice things on this show.
Obviously. Well, poor Nikki, you know, she's really confused.
And you were giving her a life lesson.
Well, she really
teeth.
Should have her teeth checked.
She should,
you know.
Yes.
I mean, that's who wants to walk around.
A pretty
with a
girl,
like
and
that.
Then she's got that,
you know,
that it looks like someone sucked the coating off of Good and Plenty.
People don't want to,
right? You ever do that? You suck the coating off of Good and Plenty, take it out of your mouth, and go, "Ooh, if that was a tooth, that would really be bad."
But people don't want to take. They're afraid to look in the mirror at their own teeth.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
I just got back to the dentist the other day, and there was a little questionnaire that said, "Are you happy with your smile?" Yes, I am.
God bless you,
you know,
Kevin Meaney.
Yes, I am.
Kevin Meaney at Caroline's all this weekend.
And
starting,
that's my whole
starting
show
tonight.
Are you happy with your smile?
All right, we've got to get off the air. So.
All right, man.
Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow for FU Friday.